Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host. It's Friday, March 18th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh my God, she's alive!
Mm-hmm. Love him. Meeting, dinner. But I made it. I'm here.
I was going to say swallow, hon. Swallow. You know, chew while I speak, swallow and talk.
It's been a heck of a week. How you doing?
I'm good. I've actually got a little bit of good news.
Oh yeah? What's that?
I actually have a job.
Amazing.
Yes, but there's only two problems with it.
By the way, good job last week. Heard you had a good time.
Oh yes, we did. We did. We had several new co-hosts join the ranks as guest co-hosts.
Well, I guess then that's always good. You got lots of backup now. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So tell me, but, new job means you'll have money.
I'll have money for the bills, but that's about it. Fortunately, it's only part-time, and it doesn't start for another month.
Is this the one that you were talking about that pays better than your full-time job did, but you only have to work part-time?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I've only got 16 hours right now, so.
Better than zero.
I agree. So as of next month, I will actually be able to pay the bills without, well, actually not next month, but the month after that, I'll actually be able to pay the bills and not have to keep dipping into my savings account. So
even better, you get to buy ponies again.
No, I won't. Again. I'll
eventually you will. You're going to be at the fair this year, right?
I'm hoping. If I get a second job, I will definitely.
Or you could
be
start
there.
Walking now. You'd get there in time. Walking is free.
Yes, but I don't think the job will appreciate me not showing up.
Hey, I'm just saying, you got to have your priorities. You know, these are your options.
Yes, but I'll need money to pay for ponies.
I'm sure you can think of something to do along the way.
No, that's not legal.
Hey, I did not imply that. It was you.
Oh, but you know what? Let me go rub the teapot. Let me see if the teapot's full tonight.
Hello, pony people. Pony Jack, yeah.
Pony Genie is here!
Yay. In the flesh, or in the sound, in the voice, I am here. Hello, hi little alley cat, hi Panda Rose.
Hey, yay, hello, hello, hello.
Here again, just like old times, isn't it? Man, it's been like forever, like 2 weeks.
I have good news and bad news.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Which
What's bad news?
Bad news first?
Bad news is I have to hang up in a few minutes.
So what's especially good about that?
I'm actually still at work.
Well, how about this?
I'll be back.
How about this? You keep little alley cat busy.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What was the good news?
The good news is I'll be back in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about this? You keep little alley cat busy, and I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll talk to little alley cat then.
Hello, welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I am now your host, Little Alley Cat, and this is my co-host,
Cat Red Roses.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Pony, what do we do? A bunny punch? A brony punch? A hoof slap?
Yeah. Hoof high five. No, it wouldn't be a five, would it, huh?
Hoof
high five.
Hoof?
Sort of,
yeah.
Kind of.
Hoof
high.
High hoof. Yeah. I have to keep up with all the internet lingo. It's pony song
now,
like viral.
I'm
have you been to ponychan.net yet? If you haven't,
have
go
I been
check
to,
it out.
I've been to B-Chan's DeviantArt. Is that what you're referring to?
No. I'm saying go to ponychan.net. And they've made like a whole 4chan just for ponies. Apparently all the pony freaks and geeks got kicked out of the regular 4chan, and they've made their own. And it's not G-rated, but it's not X-rated either. You won't find any nasty stuff on there, but
so
you will find
parents basically just go check it out first and
go
then make your own.
It's pretty cool.
Make up
yeah,
your mind.
If you have kids, occasionally there's coarse language, but you know it's not that bad. Nothing that they wouldn't get off of HBO, you know.
Well,
and
no,
tons
sounds
and
pretty
tons
neat.
Of pony pictures, pony talk, pony artwork, pony toy discussions.
Pony Chan, huh?
Ponychan.net. That's my.
Is that spelled how it sounds?
Week. Yeah, Pony Chan, C-H-A-N.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
And also, while you're there, look at EquestriaDaily.com. You can find more of the same. It's more heavier on the TV show discussions.
No, I've actually been to that one.
Okay, Pony Chan is like everything. It's a little bit toys, a little bit fanfic, a little bit art, a little bit photo. And they keep copying stuff from the pink board and, you know, the blue board. And,
just because we're awesome.
Find it. Big Bad Toy Shop, yeah. So, and stuff from DeviantArt. So you'll find some overlapping there of the various communities. I know people that are on DA, they tend to stay on DA. People that do Pink Board, they generally stay with Pink Board.
And you have multitaskers and social butterflies like myself that just like to go everywhere and leave a mark.
Right.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Yeah, there's a phenomenon happening since about Valentine's Day, around that same week it started. Pony caught on to, like, generic, you know, just internet fandom. You know, like how the face palm became a meme or, you know, other things, you know, like the boy with
right.
the crayon.
So now what's caught on?
Pony. Pony is like the flavor of the week. Everybody all at once, the whole world decided Pony is cool. So we just got to ride this out, you know. We're on top of the world at the moment. Everybody's interested in friendship is magic.
Well, you know, not to dwell on the whole thing, but I have to say this has been different than some of the previous generations that have come out. In
very
that this is reaching non-pony people. So
it really
this is.
Is
going to be a very interesting couple of years coming up for the collecting community.
Oh, definitely. I definitely agree.
Oh. There she is again. And you guys talked last week about the surprise bags being found in Germany. You can buy
yeah,
a little G4
I
figure
I missed
now.
It. I totally there, missed it.
There's pictures floating around Facebook and on the pink board and on the blue board and on PonyChan of the 24 different characters. There are so many spoilers for future episodes, all these characters. Uh-oh. But it looks like I have to go, guys.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see you in about an hour. Be careful
I'll
out
be-
there.
I'll be on later, and, well, I'll see you then, okay?
Bye-bye, Dave.
Pony Joy, Pony Genie out.
Oh, wait.
Chewing, sorry, I don't want to be gross, guys.
Okay, I slammed the lid down back down on that teapot.
That was slamming? That was awful sparkly for slamming.
Oh, you didn't hear the slam after that? I guess
nope,
not.
Nope, it was all sparkles.
Oh, well, I figure she rides it on sparkles, she'll leave on sparkles.
That's just the way she rolls.
Exactly. She's the sparkle queen next to Pinkie Pie. the new Pinkie Pie. The adorable.
No, I would call Pinkie Pie the Sparkle Queen. I'd call her lots of other things, but not Sparkle.
Hmm. Well, we can always debate this at a later date because we actually are starting a new series that we're actually really excited about. And we're actually starting that tonight, are we not?
We are.
Yes, we finally finished up G1s. Finally.
What do you mean, finally? That was the thing that started it all. We are just moving to another chapter. It's not a finally. It's become a way of life. I don't know what I'm going to feel so weird in another world here.
Yes, well, you know, we really will enter into another world because we will be entering the world of customs.
Why don't you explain what customs are while I continue to eat?
Oh, gee, thanks. Just as I take a big old bite of my corn muffin.
No fair. I was eating first.
I couldn't finish dinner because I got an upset tummy, so.
Well, meh.
Anyway, customs, of course, are those ponies that were My Little Ponies at one time, but most often are old baits that have gotten a new life.
I think the old bait thing, though, is under debate because I think a lot of customizers are using common ponies. It's just the body. It's the body that counts.
Yeah. Well, it's some baits. That's why I said some baits have found a new life.
It may have started out that way. I can't remember that far back. But, yeah, I mean, you see that customizing in all kinds of collecting worlds, you know, Barbies and other types of figures and dolls where people take the original figure and then use that basically as the base of whatever their creation is going to be. And sometimes they're other characters along the same lines, and they're very recognizable, and sometimes it's just a springboard to go into a completely new, different direction with it. But we're going to be talking about, we got quite a few artists lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different different kinds of things that they've done with their My Little Ponies. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know, but back when I first remember coming on, you'd have maybe... It didn't seem like there was that many customizers. Sure, I think everybody tried customizing at one point or another, dibble-dabbled here or there with something. But you'd have maybe a handful of customizers that were really, really dedicated and I guess the most well-known. Now, I mean, so many amazing customizers out there. So many people are onto the whole customizing thing. There are people that don't even really collect, and their main thing is just to customize. That's what their interest in ponies really is, and it's just been such growing part of the My Little Pony community. It's just amazing how many people are doing it now compared, you know, just the growth in that area. Because I was like, honestly, I hadn't really looked as closely. I wasn't keeping as track as closely of customizers in the last few years, and when you said we were going to do this, I was like, I better get my butt over there and start checking things out. I was like, holy cow, who are all these people? And wow, they're really good. I mean, it's not just...
Oh, yeah.
It's like amazing. There's just so many artists out there, and they're just doing so many unique things now. It's just...
Oh, yeah. So we were actually lucky. We were actually able to nail... You know, I'm just looking over at that electric chair over there that we always use for our interviews.
Is that electric chair fired up already or something? Because you sound like you might have been having a little bit of technical difficulties with your phone.
Yeah, I think it's all fired up now. It's all fired up and it's ready to go. if she gives us any trouble, you know, that's where she'll be going.
What do you mean, if? That's where she's going. That's half the fun.
But, yes, we have landed four great customizers, one of which we will be having on tonight. And this one actually has a bit of a sentimental value to me because she was actually in a swap that I was in. She was the person who sent me the box And this was actually my last swap I've done, because I haven't done one in so long, and it was a Christmas swap.
Yeah, because 3 months ago was forever.
Well, it wasn't 3 months ago. It was like a year and a half, almost two years since I've done a swap. It's been two Christmases.
You haven't done a swap in that long?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't done a swap in that long either, but I thought you were all about doing swaps. Or have you just been in non-pony swaps?
No, I know. Well, I was in the sticker swap. Okay, non-pony swaps. So, but yeah, she was the last person to send me a box full of ponies.
That's pretty neat, then.
And I have to say, the artwork that she did of my avatar, I love it. So, I think we're ready. We're ready. She's a great person in the community. It, of course, is...
B-Chan!
Woohoo!
Wow, you actually let me announce that. I was like, is that a prompt? Is that a prompt?
Yes, it was a prompt, and here she is.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, B-Chan.
Doing?
Welcome to your personal sacrifice show. We have the chair ready.
Yeah, just sit on down.
Hope you brought yourself something comfy to wear.
So how's everyone doing?
I'm much better now. Dinner is finished.
Oh, good. Lucky. I didn't eat dinner yet.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted me interviewing you without dinner. That would have been ugly.
Yeah, she never seems to be able to eat dinner before the show. It's always just before the show, right in the middle of the show, right at the start of the show, right at the end of the show.
The show makes me hungry. I can't help it. It's now become so commonplace that I think on Fridays my body does not trigger a hunger alarm until it's getting to be about showtime. And I think it's bled over to my family. My family is like, oh, it's Friday. Let's not eat until 8:45.
Well, you know, you do need to put up that big, huge sign that says, dinner will not be served after 8:45.
Maybe in your house. I am not going to wait until tomorrow to eat just because of the show. Sorry, guys. Love you, but let's get real.
Well, at least
that being said, hi, B-Chan, welcome to the show. Let's continue to talk about dinner now, right? This is pretty much how our show goes, you know. We'll acknowledge each other when we feel like the topic is of our what we want. Oh, okay, yeah, now they're talking about something we want to talk about. Let's talk about them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just jump right on in anytime. No, sorry. I'm a little out of sorts. I wasn't here last week, so I'm feeling kind of rusty.
Well, I gotta warm up. Okay.
And to boot, we got a whole new person on the show with us that we're doing an interview with, and it's very exciting.
Oh yes, you're the first person we have ever called.
Oh,
on
did
the
we
show.
Call her?
We called her. That's why. I had to call her and put her into the rainbow room. We're in the rainbow room for a couple of seconds there.
How are the hors d'oeuvres in
back?
The rainbow room? Did you stock the hors d'oeuvres?
I stocked the hors d'oeuvres.
You didn't forget?
There
Do you have
plenty
enough pony snacks in there, B-Chan?
Wait, say it again?
Do you have enough pony snacks in there with you, B-Chan?
Oh, yeah, I got them.
Right, babe. You know what? That will be later in the show where we all have to do our pony snack time. So make sure you stash them now.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
by the way,
B-Chan,
just so you know, I sent you a friend request on Facebook. That would be me.
That was you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know. You're like, who the heck is this person? You know, like, oh yeah, sorry, forgot to mention. That would be me.
Let me go check.
Yeah, like, oh, I already deleted you. Now I gotta go find you again. Shoot.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I think I mentioned I was a little alley cat, but she probably didn't even take notice of the names of the other people that were hosting, other than you, because I think you were you and maybe, or maybe Car. I think Car may have also been talked about, but I didn't. I'm like a unknown entity at this point.
I think it was Care who had actually she actually booked Bee Chan.
Right, because I believe Karen and you already kind of know each other through the pony channels.
Yeah, very much. Where did we meet? Was it at Aura's birthday party?
She actually left.
She's at work. And she will return in about an hour. So we've got to just waste time with you for an hour.
No.
And talk to her. Well, not waste time. I'm saying that we're good. I'm sure she's going to have questions, too. But you got to stick around at least that long so you can say hi to her when she comes back.
Okay.
I mean, were you planning on doing something else tonight? I'm sorry. Did she lie to you and say this is going to be a 15-minute deal?
No, nobody told me any time, certain time, but I've listened to online radio shows before. Like, this might be a while.
Well, our show is scheduled till 11 p.m., which is when the live audience can no longer hear us. But we have been known to go over for the actual show continues to record for up to 3 hours. We're not usually 3 hour people. Usually we're right around 2 hours. But we always go over by a few minutes.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, we try not to make it into a 3 hour show. Whether or not that actually works, you know, the people that I had on last week can tell you.
Well, you had like
four other
people with you. I mean, that just made the show longer just by nature of how many people. Everybody had to get their 15 minutes of fame, so it had to be like a five-hour show.
Well, I had to actually beg people. It's like, come on, let's make this a record breaker here. Let's make this a record breaker. We had the most people on one show last week, so, you know, I...
Well, the record breaker would be, what, five?
Five
two,
total
three,
people.
Four. Yeah, because we've had four altogether. So
last week it was a breaker. We had a total of five people on the line, including me. Five people.
Okay. And that didn't kill us.
And neither one of them were me or Karen, which is weird. I mean, if for some reason if I'd had the opportunity to have called in, we could have made it like a crazy Guinness Book of World Records. All seven of us. Woo-hoo!
But as I was saying before, you are the first person we have ever called out, and then you're our first customizer on the show.
This makes us sound really desperate, Panda. You know, I think we need to explain. When she says you're the first one we've called out, it's since Panda went ahead and took us premium, we have new features that we can do, which is people always had to call into the show, and then we had to patch them through. We didn't have the capability to even call somebody. And now that we have stalking capabilities, you are the first one to benefit.
Yeah, now you're making us sound desperate and homicidal.
Well, you're the one that, I don't know, just the fact that we called them, it already sounds desperate and homicidal, okay? So I was just going to go there. I was talking about the elephant in the room.
Oh, God.
Did Care mention that we go?
Did you
go ahead.
Also, of all the people that were on last week, did you take note of their phone numbers for future use?
Oh, darn it. That's what I forgot to do.
Flyby calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, suddenly the phone will ring at whatever time zone they're in during the pony show. Suddenly their phone rings.
No, I think we need to do that to Yum Yum because it's like 3 a.m. there. And I don't know if he has roommates or family or anything, but I'm sure they'll really love getting a call at 3 a.m.
Yes, but unfortunately we cannot call outside of the United States.
Well, there goes that fun.
What if you're using Skype?
I can call in to the show using Skype. I can't call out using Skype.
Okay.
That's right, why I said international people, you have to have Skype in order to actually do the show and create an account with Blog Talk.
Okay.
So it is possible, it's just they have to call us.
Yeah.
Not too difficult. Oh. I mean,
No, I mean, heck, we got by for almost a year and a half doing it that way, and people actually managed to call us. But
yes.
So, yes, this is a new thing. This is like, wow, we actually called them, and you answered. That's amazing.
Well, it kind of helps that I called her about 5 minutes before the show just to make sure.
Oh, that poor woman. B-Chan, you've been listening all this time?
No.
Actually, no. So you called her 5 minutes before the show? She's been listening to us ramble for a half hour?
No.
No, I actually was listening to some of the new Pony Beat music that I found through the arena. It's like ponies mixed with Eurobeat and stuff.
Yeah, you know, maybe you'll have to, like, might have to check that out, Panda. That might have to be, yo, hey, it's a custom show. We should put on custom pony music. That would be awesome.
Okay, I'll try and see if I can download. But no, remember when I said, okay, now Care can entertain you, and I'll be right back, and I left? That's when I went and got her.
Oh, well, you know, that makes sense.
Thank you.
Now I know. Code word calling somebody else.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find that link for you guys. I'll send it to you a little later.
Oh, thank you. But
hey,
B-Chan,
before we start the interview, we also have a Facebook page, which obviously you know because you are one of our Facebook buddies. And I went ahead and I announced on our Facebook, you know, hey, that we're doing the interview with you tonight. But I didn't know if there was if you have any particular pictures of the customs that you do that you want to send in, send them into our Facebook, and we can go ahead and post them up on the wall. I didn't know. I did put a link to your DeviantArt page, if that was cool with you, but a nice little image didn't pop up with it. You know, at some links you do that, and they'll give you a thumbnail choice. They didn't do that for me for your DeviantArt. So if you have a particular picture you want me to do, I will throw it up there on the on our status page.
All right, I'm thinking the Angel of Death one.
I knew you were going to pick that one. I'm psychic. With the emphasis on the sick part.
I'm so exceedingly proud of that piece. Kind of miss not having it in my room.
Aww.
Yeah, I bet. That sucker has a presence all its own. I mean, that's a whole personality. It's another entity with you at all times.
Okay, hold on. Oh,
great. I'm wandering aimlessly looking for something. I'm not even sure what I'm looking for anymore. That's terrible. All right, let's get out the computer.
So you've really got to love us because, you know, we just go off in those tangents and we just say something just like that. I'm looking for something. I don't know what it is.
We bring you into our lives with us. You're here with us. That's all. Hey. We share all the moments of our lives.
Hello.
It has nothing to do with not being prepared, scripted, or anything whatsoever.
That's just us.
Okay. Get this link to work. Come on, Facebook, work.
And speaking of not really being prepared, we do have a list of general questions, I think, that we want to be asking. And Panda, which are we just randomly taking from both of the lists, or did you have something set up? Because I know you and Karen had a wonderful list separately that you came out with of different types of questions, but it was not put together in one nice pretty list for me.
Well, I've got one pretty list. Go look at your email account.
You sent it since you had a list of like 10 questions from you, but then Karen had like another 15.
Go check your email.
Okay, then you must have sent it in the last 10 minutes, which you did. Oh, shut up. Only 11 questions. I mean, Karen had like 20 questions.
Where are you getting? Are you even looking at
attachment.
The right one?
Yeah, no, I'm looking. You put an attachment on there. What are you trying to do, put attachments? What's with this attachment crap? And usually you open the email and it's boom, 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 right there. But no, I've got an office word. Oh, you're getting all fancy on me now. proprietary software? What the heck?
Oh, what the heck, lady? Okay, here, I will re-email.
I've got
over.
It, I've got it. B-Chan, you are going to be here forever.
Oh,
my word.
What do you expect? I'm a teacher now. You know, I need to use them their fancy programs.
Mm-hmm. I guess the darker text is, yeah, the darker text is definitely everything that Karen wrote, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the time to criticize in editing as far as, hey, why isn't this stuff grouped better, but that's okay. I'm impressed that you guys did all of the questions except for, like, I think I had two that I sent you
yes.
recently. That's about it. So, B-Chan, just so you know, the majority of this torture will come to you by way of Panda and Karen, and I will pretty much ad-lib any questions except for two that I had prepared in, ahead of time that I knew I wanted to ask you, but... So if
well,
anything
that,
is,
yeah.
if it's torturous at all, it's all them. It's not me.
Okay.
I'm just an enabler.
Well, that, and we do have one listener who will eventually let her onto the air. She has a question. I know that. So.
Oh wow! So we're gonna like we're taking questions from everybody else too. Oh, that's right. The people on the boards might actually have questions. We might have to upgrade just for this one episode.
Nice.
Upgrade for what?
We need more time. No. Well, on
yeah.
that note, we've talked for 10 minutes about how long we were going to be talking, so maybe I should just let you do your host thing and get it rolling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for finally admitting that I'm the host, and I know
hey,
you have to take
it.
Over the show.
I also admit that I have been trying to take over the show for 2 years. Everybody knows this.
Yes, and you attempted just as I was going into the rainbow room to take over again.
Yeah, and you saw that Karen was right there with me, huh? Uh-huh, that's right. I am lining them up, buddy. No.
See, I told you she's attempting to take over the show.
I'm the Pinkie Pie of the Pony Talk Show, you know? Protecting Grand Takeover.
Okay.
This is why she has me as a co-host. You know, it's that whole keep thine enemies close theory.
Yes. She saved the show originally, and now she wants to take it over.
Oh, boy.
I see how it is.
That's all right. You know, I admit to what I am. What can I say?
Yeah, at least you admit it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and well, let's carry on. I will go and talk on a tangent forever.
Okay, first question, very general, very easy. Who are you and what do you do?
Oh, my goodness. I am
very easy, yeah, right, not loaded at all.
Well, that's a care question, and we all know that, so.
You can tell us as much or as little as you want.
Exactly.
Okay, well, most people already know I'm B-Chan, or just B. My real name is Deborah. And, yes, I do sculpt a lot of sculpting on My Little Pony, customizing, rehairing. Oh, boy, rehairing.
oh, God, rehairing just makes my skin crawl.
It's something to do when you're completely bored and there's nothing good on television except background noise.
Well, ever since Charlie Sheen went crazy, there's always something good on. So
oh,
come on.
Oh no, I won't watch Charlie Sheen stuff. No, I hear about it enough at work.
I watched only one of his little 15-minute rants, and I was like, oh my word, that's crazy. And that was it. I've never actually seen any of his shows.
Almost as bad as the whole Tom Cruise thing. But anyway,
yeah. Enough about other famous people. Let's talk about you.
So, I'm also a freelance illustrator, even though unfortunately it's not my main bill payer.
I did see that you went to a college for that, or a professional. You're professionally trained.
Yep, 2 years at the Kubert School in Dover, New Jersey. Best years, loved it. It made me realize.
Sorry, that was weird. Made you realize what?
It made me realize that there was a life outside of my town. there's basically the Cooper School. It's not just the people from your area. You're getting students that literally are coming from all over the world just to be able to learn how to be able to work in comics and animation. And it's, I met some of the greatest people who I now consider some of my best friends now, including, you guys might recognize, you guys recognize the name Ponies Yeah?
Pony who?
Ponies Yeah.
Ponies Yeah, sounds very familiar.
It does sound familiar.
She is also a customizer. So,
well, that would be why. I think I had mentioned earlier, I'm not as up on all the customizers as I used to be. So when I checked out the customizing world again, I was just inundated with the amount of new people and new styles and everything else going on out there. So I'm woefully not very literate in the customizer world now, which is great. This is why we're having these interviews. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like, wow, whole nother world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, I am very lucky to actually have artwork done by you. I'm still looking for a frame and a poster board to put that thing with.
Oh, you're framing it? That's all.
It's been almost a year and 3 months, and you still haven't gotten a frame? What the heck? You don't tell her that.
Hey, I still haven't gotten
it's in a gold-plated frame hanging directly above my bed. I had it enlarged.
Hey, I'm still looking for a frame for my coding credentials, and those things cost me $400. And I still haven't framed those things yet.
That's all right. We'll talk to her after the show about proper. What do you call it? How to pump somebody's ego the right way.
Fluffing?
Fluffing. There we go. Proper fluffing. Come on. This is how not to do it.
Well, I'm looking to frame it. I'm just looking for that perfect frame. That perfect frame has not popped up and said, me.
Aw. Well, Michael's usually has really decent frames, or he can have them make a customized one. So,
I might just end up doing that just because it's so unique. I want a unique frame for it.
That would be interesting, definitely. So did she finish the first question? Who are you and what do you do? All right, so you did mention the customizing isn't your day job. What do you have to do to pay the bills? Or do you want to admit to it?
Oh, actually, I do have a lot of fun where my day job is. I work at a liquor store.
Right. I feel like that's the first thing about me you need to know.
Yeah, that'd be a fun job for me too, except for the fact that I'd be sitting there thinking, okay, my next paycheck, that bottle of rum right there.
Something about alcohol and you just isn't something I think I want to see together. So you work with liquor,
it
and
is.
We all lost it there.
You get to meet really interesting characters there, and they are actually a lot nicer than the grocery side of any kind of grocery store, because these people want their liquor and they want it now, and they'll be the nicest people that they can just to be able to get their liquor. And
yeah, and some of them already are liquored up, which must make it really interesting.
I'm in drunk. Not a good.
Boy. Boy,
well, it sounds like
definitely,
your life is definitely not lacking in the interesting department between your customs and your customers.
Aw. It's kind of weird, though, about my customers, my art customers at work, and my coworkers are like, what are you talking about? Your customers here, they know about your work? They know about your pony collection? Like, no, wrong customers, absolutely wrong customers. I'm talking about my business customers, my artwork customers, and the people I deal with in the pony community, like, oh, okay, I get it, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember that there's something outside of your little realm of existence that you may be interacting with. Oh, you mean something else matters more than me?
Yes, we gotta love little alley cat sometimes. I think.
Sometimes, most of the time, all the time. I recommend all the time.
I don't.
So what's next? All right. So yeah, because I'm really not. What would it be? So what do you do? How do you work? Where do we want? What got you into customizing? There you go. There's another good. Let's get her started. Hey, do you want to tell people where they can look at your stuff? You want to say what your favorite. What do you call it, website, or do you like doing stuff through DeviantArt? Do you like being contacted through the boards? Do you? I noticed that you do have your own BChan studios going on.
I do have my own website, but I haven't updated it in years. Most of the time, people will just contact me through DeviantArt. I can check that on my phone. I can check it through my computer. It's the easiest way to get in contact with me besides emails.
Okay, for those that are not on our Facebook or anything, will you go ahead and say what the address is so that people can go ahead and check that out?
Sure. Bichon.deviantart.com. Bichon is not really one word. I'm not sure what the punctuation is called.
Is that a hyphen?
It's a hyphen.
That's a hyphen. Woohoo!
Yes, I do know something.
So it's b-chan.deviantart.com.
And B is spelled like the bumblebee. B-E-E hyphen?
Yes.
C-H-A-N.
Yes. .deviantart.com.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, why do you think I said tonight would be very fun?
And I have to admit, when Debbie, when you posted on our Facebook about B on the My Little Pony talk show, I was like, we have a new host or somebody that's inviting people to be on this talk show?
Yeah.
And why did she misspell it? And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, oh,
hi.
B is going to be on the talk show. Yeah, that was confusing. So what got you into customizing? I mean, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it the customizing first, or was it the pony collecting first?
Pony collecting first. Definitely pony collecting first. I didn't even consider customizing until years, years, years later. But I have been collecting since I was a child, and sadly I lost most of my collection, my original collection, say for three ponies to a move. But I think I definitely gained more and then some.
You moved and your ponies moved someplace else? What happened there?
Basically what happened is I left my folks home to move out on my own for a few years, and I couldn't bring all of my collection with me. And let's say the collection that was left behind got trashed.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you said you have since then more than made up for all the ponies except for the three. So did you have those three ponies, those like your traveling ponies, your buddy ponies, sit on your computer ponies?
Yeah, those are the ones that will never, ever, ever be sold, ever. I have Baby Cuddles, non-Betty by Eyes. My very first pony, Glory, she was given to me by my then-best friend back when I was around six. And oh, my goodness, I can't remember the pony's name.
Oh, gosh, shame on you. Yes, these three most important ponies in my life, and I don't remember the name. It's not like you have 30 kids. Three ponies here.
Oh, make me feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, just because you got another 1,000 or so odd ponies, you know, now this poor pony feels replaceable. You got a lot of making up to do.
The baby Snippy.
Oh, is that the one with the little doll?
Aww.
Cut out paper doll symbol?
Yep, and a little baby tooth, and her head kind of turns around a little bit.
Right.
a little bit more than a Generation 1 pony head should.
Yes. Yeah, okay, well, you've redeemed yourself. You figured out who it was. Well, no wonder. It's not one. You know, it's not one of the common ones. You got Cuddles Gloria. Who the heck? I mean, come on. Baby Snippy is not one of those ponies that everybody goes, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, that's the one that everyone goes, which one again?
Yeah, let me go check out which one that is. So you're forgiven. Can't help it that it's the red-headed stepchild.
I thought it was purple-headed stepchild.
Well, you know, apples, oranges, ponies. So we figured out that, okay, yeah, ponies came first, but when did you make that change? What happened that made you go, I want to rip all its hair out and strip it of all its paint and do something else with it?
Actually, it was when I was still living outside of my folks' house. I was starting to really become, like, really good friends with ponies, yeah, and she got me back into collecting, and she started... She showed me one of her very first customs, which got me into thinking, maybe I could do this. And oddly enough, I have that very first custom of hers. I keep looking back on that, and it is an inspiration. It's one of her early ones, but it keeps kicking me in the butt. I'm like, oh, yeah, you got to finish this custom. You got to do it now.
You haven't finished it?
No, her custom's all finished. It's been... Hers has been done for a long time. And I'm talking about anytime I'm working on a custom. And remember, you know what, she got me into this. I should continue, but I should finish the piece that I'm working on. And it's just become more and more fun over the years. I've actually learned more sculpting techniques, just being able to try out new techniques that I've seen other customizers use. One who got me to doing wings was actually Woozy, because I was a big admirer of her sculpted wings, so I wanted to give those a try.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of these days we ever sit there and talk about the history of when Woozy started doing those wings, that was like the shock to the pony customizing world. Everybody was like, we can use something else. Yeah. At that point, I think a lot of customizing, for the most part, not that there weren't other people doing things with Sculpty and such, but Woozy's wings brought on a size that I think a lot of people hadn't really considered as much. And suddenly people started doing much more elaborate things with ponies. You know, ponies originally were, you know, take the pony and put something new on it. And now ponies have become... Customizing has become just the door was blown right wide open, and you started seeing all kinds of stuff happen after that. So yeah, I definitely, you know, I can see that influence when I look at your work, and it's like that kind of grandiose kind of vision of it's more than just the pony.
It's something else. It's like the sculpting has taken over. It's basically taken over the original bait, and you create something new out of it.
Hey, do you see how that lovely little thing segued right into what my question was, Amy?
Yes, I do. Go ahead and ask it.
Okay, let me find it. I left my Hotmail, so now I have to find it again.
Oh,
I have
dear
a question
Lord.
That links right to that. Okay, here we go. Yes, thank you. So we were talking about that we're kind of going all over our questions, but you touched on what I was thinking about when I look at your work, is that a lot of your customs no longer show any resemblance whatsoever to My Little Ponies, unless, you know, except for the very trained eye where you can kind of see the form underneath there because you're so used to looking at ponies. But anybody else in the world that looked at there would never say there's a My Little Pony in there for some of your work. Do they still feel like My Little Pony to you, though?
Yes, to me they do, but I think that's because I know what went into it. Like, example, the last unicorn one that I had worked on, I know what base was used for, but it doesn't really, I don't think it really looks like My Little Pony anymore. But just knowing which and which bait I ended up using, and the process it took to be able to create it, to me, that's still My Little Pony.
Right. Well, like for something like The Last Unicorn, which I think was awesome, one of my all-time favorite movies. So I always love seeing somebody do a really good Last Unicorn custom that can really capture, you know, parts of that movie. It's so hard to pull off a good Last Unicorn custom. So, you know, kudos to you. I think you did a fantastic job with that. But also, I'm from Jersey originally, and I noticed your Jersey Devil custom, which I was just, like, so tickled by. I thought the wings on that were amazing. I think that's beautiful. And now you have the Angel of Death one that you're going to send me a picture of for the Facebook. And they progressively, more and more, the pony kind of gets absorbed into the work and becomes something else, which is just, like, I look at that and go, wow, there's a pony in there somewhere. But it's become just this amazing creation. But why do you choose, I mean, it might seem obvious, but why do you choose to use the My Little Ponies as opposed to, like, other toys, other horse figures? There's lots of other horse figures out there to use. Because, I mean, you think at some point they're not really, you know, because of the nature of them. I mean, to you, is that like a heart? Is that, like, something that really has to be part of it? Or have you even considered using a different horse model?
I actually have been starting to venture out into other kinds of baits, non-Hasbro, so non-ponies. But for the most part, ponies are dear to me, and I love starting and using them as a bait and as a base. But it's just something that's part of me, and I guess.
Is there something that's part of the pony? That's the thing.
I don't know.
Is it something about the pose? Is it general that it's My Little Pony has a certain feel to it that the other types that just don't do it for you? Is the pony easier to build on because it's got a stout base?
Ponies are definitely not easier to build on. Believe it or not, the easiest ones to work on are actually the Kid Robot money dolls. Their faces are a lot bigger, and they're actually standing up, so you can get a little bit more out of them. But I guess because I started customizing ponies, I don't know. It's hard to describe.
We've asked you something, and you can't answer it. Awesome. That's what we like to hear.
Ellie Cat.
We've stumped our guests right on.
Yeah.
she's going to have to go and meditate on this and get back to us.
Yeah. I've never thought about it. I mean,
you just
went ahead
and did it.
Yeah, so now she's going to be like, she's going to like take a total different turn in her life and go, why the heck am I using My Little Ponies anyway? Gosh, why am I wasting my time all these years? I could have been using briars.
I actually don't want to touch briars. Well, maybe like Fashion Star Fillies, but they'd have to be really, really, really meaty Fashion Star Fillies. Because I don't want to go touching a minty one of those. I'd have so many Fashion Star Philly fans on my butt in a heartbeat if I touched a minty one.
Yeah, we have to remember there are other collectors out there of other equestrian toys. We can't go stomping on other people's playgrounds.
Oh.
Well, we can, but they might not like it.
Yeah, we'll be our phone lines would be flooded. The 25 lines that we have would be flooded just before the show, so I couldn't even get my co-hosts on. So, yeah, let's not do that.
Right, yeah, because I'm sure that the Briars and the Fashion Star Philly people would really know that we're in existence and come stormpede us. Down with the My Little Pony Talk Show. Pick it.
Down with the show.
There's going to be Molotov cocktails flying through my window. Little Alley Cat, you started this.
There'll be a sign outside of mine that says, I had nothing to do with that comment.
You got to make an official statement. We're going to have to talk to the press. Oh, gosh. And you wanted to have interviews with customizers. See what you did.
No, see what you did.
Enabler. Nope, just the enabler. See, I'm really just Panda. Panda just made me up as her alter ego so she could say the things that she really wants to say and not get in trouble for it.
Sorry.
So, Panda, what's next? I mean, I that was my biggest thing. I really, really wanted to get into that whole thing because your work is just, it's not what I would call traditional My Little Pony customizing, where you just give it, you know, new hair and give it a unique symbol and a name and you call it good. Or even to the regards of maybe just adding wings or a horn, you make them into something entirely different. So I think that I always have wondered when I see the customizers out there do, and there's not as many of you that really go into that area. So I always wonder, wow. Well, I don't know how else to say that. I mean, it's just fun. It's more common to find people that do a more traditional My Little Pony custom. So I'm always fascinated when I see somebody that just really goes out there. I go, wow, what made them go there? You know, does it still feel like pony to them? So I'm really glad that we were able to talk about that because that I found really interesting. And I don't care if anybody else does, so there.
Oh, by the way, Little Ellie Cat, you've been outed.
I've been outed? Uh-oh. Do I have to get on the chat board? Did something happen?
Someone said lies. I have met you cat.
Oh, whip it, love.
Oh, no. Shh. Whip it. You're not on there. You are so... No, don't. All right, girl. If you weren't already outed, I would out you, too.
Oh, and Red X Ren, who is actually a new listener, just received a package from you tonight, and they're just about to open it. So
really?
I hope they open it and... Hopefully they open it and say what they got from you. That'll be exciting.
I still have to get on the board now. I feel like I'm turning like purple here. I'm so red. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened that I cannot defend myself? I have no clue. And if it's Whip It, I'm scared. She's got my number.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying, but I mean, I know you know what Ren X Ren got, but you know, none of us know what she got. Oh,
right.
The chibi stickers, which I love those things. Those
oh,
things
the chibi stickers. Yes, that's another thing. Okay, B-chan, how the heck do you go from Angel of Death to chibi stickers?
Yeah, I really like the dark psycho stuff, but then I love really, really, really cute stuff too.
And those
are
cute.
Never in a million years. I remember that was the other thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the same person?
That's what I was thinking when because I'd forgotten who you were for a little bit simply because of how hectic everything had gotten. And then Karen said she'd gotten you for the show, and I looked you up, and I was like, oh, she's the one who made me the picture. She's the one who sent me the cute little stickers.
Ooh. Hey, B-chan, so is the Chan like an anime reference thing?
Oh, God, yeah. From my early years of being an anime fan and a fangirl, now I just can't get rid of it because that's what everybody knows me as.
You're not a fangirl anymore?
I am, but I'm not the ooh, yay, anime, wee kind of fangirl anymore. I'm more of the older, seen it, done it, calm down, but still like anime, just not a lot of the hyper sugary stuff unless it's a baking anime kind of fangirl. My powers... Uh-oh, what has Whippet done?
Oh, God. Oh, yes, we always love Little Ellie Cat and what she does.
I still don't know what she did. I'm just guessing off of, I don't know. Somebody will just have to fill me in later. But let's talk more to B-chan
here. I
told
you what
she really starting to get into. No, you didn't. You just said something about I met you. And as soon as you said, oh, gosh, somebody that knew me in person, I think I went blank. I blacked out.
Lies, I have met you, Cat. That's exactly what Whippet said.
Yeah, but she's saying I was lying, but I don't know what she said I was lying about. That's the part that has me so confused.
The fact that you said that you're just my alter ego and I just made you
that, yeah, no, unfortunately. And they've also caught me on film, and there are pictures of me, so yes, I exist. I'm sorry. I have to claim all of it. Yeah, totally out of context there. Sorry, I had no idea what we were talking about. I just knew I was in trouble. You said whip it. I got scared. I love it.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway. So your stickers, which are adorable, and now, of course, I'm going to have to, like, get some because we've had you on the show. And my daughter is a huge anime person, so that's another thing. You'll have to, like, talk to my daughter because she wants to actually be an anime artist, and she's the whole reason we collect, or at least the one that started it all. So she will be, like, loving you. I got to show her your stuff and your stickers, and I'm sure she'll squeal.
Be careful of the adult stuff. There's not that much, but...
She's 14. She's going to be 15 in June. She can pretty much handle it now. And she likes anime.
Okay.
Do I need to say more? Kind of self-explanatory there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, definitely self-explanatory.
Well, if she's interested, hopefully... I'm going to have a table at the Artist Alley at Anime Next 2011 this coming June. We're just waiting to hear back.
Where's that going to be?
Let's check the date for that. Give me one moment. June 10th. Through the 12th. I'm going to be there from the 9th through the 12th, though, and it's going to
Right,
be...
but where is where? Where is there? Oh. Or there?
Somerset, New Jersey, at the Garden State Exhibit Center.
Oh, okay.
Now you do realize you
will
have to
I'm
get
not in
like...
Jersey anymore.
Well, it's never matter. Here in New Jersey.
Yeah, I could still fly in, no problem.
Now remember, you need to give us exact coordinates... So that, you know, we can beeline straight for your table.
Awesome. Well, I have no idea what...
They usually give you maps when you get there for those kinds of things, don't they?
Yeah.
For the more organized gatherings, anyway.
Actually, the person who's in charge of the Artist Alley, she has been for, like, the past 2 years. She's fantastic. She's very coordinated, knows how to keep everyone in line, and doesn't take any BS from anybody, so... So, you love her. but hopefully I'll have...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, up next... Okay, next question is actually going to be two questions in one.
Okay.
First part is, do you recall the first custom you ever did?
Yes. And I actually still own her. Well, actually, him. His name is Sakuranbo. I guess that means cherry blossom or cherry. And he's still sitting on my shelf on the other side of the room.
Oh, very good. Cute. Very cute. And who was... Sorry. Who was it in a previous life?
It was actually Majesty, a really beady Majesty. Seems to be my luck. I try to find the minty Majesty, and I end up with baby ones. But yeah, she was a really beady Majesty, and I decided... white unicorn pony. Gonna play with dyes for the first time. And this was before I knew anything about dolly hair or rehairing tools or, you know, even the dental floss rehairing technique. And let's see, I had burn marks on my fingers from him and from her. the needle tip. Trying to melt the ends of the plugs with a candle, so I had really bad wax drippings on my fingers.
Oh my god!
It's my first costume. I didn't know what I was doing. At the time, I thought, oh, well, let's try using something shiny. So I used the kind of enamel paint that you use for model cars. And it's still kind of shiny, but it's a dust magnet, absolute dust magnet, and still sticky. After, my goodness, it's 11 years now, it's still sticky. That's not a good thing.
That type of paint does not exactly dry very well on vinyl.
At all.
Does anything dry on vinyl?
Really?
Vinyl is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, acrylic dries on vinyl.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of, I was thinking of something else. Sorry, guys. Out of context. So... where were we at? We're talking about customs. That's right.
That's what we've been talking about for the last half hour.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I was on the boards. I had to, you know, catch up with what was going on with all their people. Looks like we're breaking some records with our live chat board listeners tonight, which is awesome. B-Chan, you have brought in some numbers. Some people are really interested in you.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all kinds of mysterious people that have logged in that we haven't seen before. And I think it's all for you, babe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You have the following.
Extra
and people advertising your stickers and such. So I'm going to put a link up on the, I'm going to put a link up for the customs.
Okay.
So people will be able to look at those.
Yeah, I actually did post the last unicorn and the Angela Death one to Facebook.
Awesome.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, you need more pictures. I only see like maybe, you know, five or six. Well, maybe there's a couple more that on your DeviantArt page. Do you have like a stockpile? Because I know you've done more customs than that through the years. Do you have a different stockpile of photos for the customs you've done stashed away someplace?
Actually, all of the customs that I've done are on DeviantArt. I have them under a specific My Little Pony gallery.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's harder for me to tease them out.
All right, hold on. Wow.
Is Ashes Night the first custom in that gallery? I think I found it. There's five pages?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. I'm on the right spot then. Now I can link it to our people over in the chat board.
Awesome.
Ow.
Well, you know, you don't have to physically go to the room, right? You do realize that, right?
Yay.
The room.
Okay.
Because I just heard you slam into something and go, ow.
Oh, yeah, no, that was Tomcat slamming into the side. I was saying ow for him. It wasn't me. I didn't injure myself at all. You ever do that? Somebody else walks into something, you're like, ow! Like, it wasn't you. It just didn't affect you at all, but they got hurt. Yeah, no, that was that. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm the person whom someone else will hit something, and then I'll have the bruise. Don't ask me how I do this.
That's weird.
I don't know. I just bruise so easily. I can, like, bump something lightly, and then look down like a few hours later, and I got this big bruise.
I
just
bet you have low blood
pressure. No, everything's actually normal. I'm so normal, I'm abnormal.
Oh.
So no, that's literally what the doctors have said. You're so normal, you're abnormal.
Well, that's hey, I'll take it. Hey, do you want to do pony snacks? Anybody, like, in the mood for pony snacks?
Snacks.
Okay, we'll pause and we'll do pony snacks,
or
okay?
Do we want to wait a little while longer, maybe Pony Genie? Let's wait a little longer. Maybe Pony
Genie
will be here for
that. Well, actually, let me rub the teapot and let me see if she's home.
Did somebody say pony snacks?
Pony Genie!
Me
Pony Genie!
Pony Snacks! Hello! Pony Joy to you, everybody! Hello, 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 hello!
Hello, Beechan.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, good girl. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a good time.
Actually, I am. This has been a lot of fun so far.
All right.
Yeah, she's like, I'm in shock. It is fun.
Right after snack time, I got a couple things I want to ask you. And do we have a chat room tonight? Hello, people in the chat room.
We have a heck of a chat room.
God.
Young,
we have
young,
lots going on
here
in this chat room.
Whippet is here.
I got to give a special shout out tonight. I'm going to embarrass Whippet Love right now.
I was hoping somebody would.
Somebody ring the wedding bells because we got Bride B in the house tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should mention that. But Whippet's engaged. I know, it's so exciting.
Aww.
Here
comes
the bride.
Congratulations.
Okay.
You want flower advice, sweetie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Hey, if you're going to tell anybody you're engaged, it's the person who works at the flower shop, definitely.
Yeah. You know where to write.
I'd be like,
to embarrass anyone on their birthday
the
or for their
thing.
Engagement, mylittleponytalk@gmail.com.
Yes, we now do special announcements and embarrassments by request. I totally would have been like, yes, I do. Yes, I'll marry you. Hold on one moment. Karen, guess what? I'm engaged.
Make the announcement.
Call the florist. Okay. Hey, I got my bag of pony snacks. You guys got all your pony? Y'all got your pony snacks yet?
Got them right here.
I want to open them up in the pony room. I want to kill two birds at one stone.
Get
let's make it happen.
Okay, Beechan, this is the part. This is the part I think you'll find very enjoyable. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh,
hey.
God dang it! Why do you do that to me?
All right, this time for real.
All right, ever since you knew you could get to me by doing that, she does it every week. Will you please play the song so I can get up the stairs?
Oops, sorry.
Everybody. That was horrible.
Yes, so the ad-libbing is actually me.
If the ad-libbing was also Karen and me, I think we all at this point involuntarily ad-lib to that song.
I just had to fill in the blanks. That was some horrible audio quality there.
That was. That was pretty bad. That was unusually bad today.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was the Sea Pony song to get me up the stairs to the pony room. And we are about to open the pony room door with pony snacks in hand, and we're all going to take a big whiff of the pony room scent together. Are we ready?
I'm ready. For you listening at home, deep breath.
Here we go.
Because the scent of the G1s, they're so sweet, you know?
I need two whips because of the new job. I need two whips.
Okay, here we go.
Here
another
go.
Whip. Yes,
now
I have a whole
pony
room.
Fumes.
And it smells fantastic, and Karen has been here and has smelled the pony room.
Oh,
and
it put me into a trance. I just, like, sat on the floor and went,
Yeah, you pretty much, you found a nice little corner and just stared at this wall of ponies, and it was, like, 20 minutes later, you were in the same spot.
that's
what we do. Every week, we come up to the pony room together and take a big old whiff of pony joy. I actually keep the door shut to keep in all the pony goodness, because it's like if you ever put a pony in a little plastic bag, you know, for the pony scent. The same thing, but it's the whole room. And I seriously get miffed if anybody leaves the door open because they're releasing the pony aurora. What the heck? Aroma.
It's leaking out. Shut the door quick.
I've been told, though, from people who, like, you know, I live here, so I smell it all the time. I've been told, though, from other people that they can smell it at the base of the stairs. You don't even have to make it into the pony room. Some people have they're like, you know, you can smell them from downstairs.
Well,
that's
you know
how strong
why,
it is.
Of course, right? Why your ponies would smell better than regular people's ponies.
Of course I know
you
why.
You collect those extra mint condition ones. Those are the strongest G1 aroma.
No, she collects the mint in box ones and then tears open the box.
Yes, I've done that too.
Oh, guys, I have news. I have toy news. You just reminded me.
You got something mint in box and you're going to open it.
I have something mint in box and I'm going to open it. And I think I'll open it on the air next week.
Awesome.
I got a UK Princess Sparkle.
I remember when you won that.
And the glitter saddle. I won her in box. But
I had her mint
with
box.
Her.
I sold her so I wouldn't open her. Can you believe that I had that kind of restraint? I actually sold my mint box one and got one loose. That was one of the ponies I just couldn't bring myself to open entirely.
Well, that's awesome. I know there's people that are like anti-opening MIBs and MOCs, but you know, you guys have a week to get in touch with me, and I'll swap your mint out of the box one for a mint in the box one. You know,
has
if you guys
to be.
Want.
Working.
I mean, really mint. Like,
and
really
mint. Mint. Like, having its comb and stuff, too.
Or
come
it's
on
no
now.
Deal.
We're talking mint and box here.
But
and
yeah,
an unusual mint and box. We're not talking about your regular old butterscotch here. We're talking about hard to find, don't see them real often, mint and box pony.
Now,
you might want more than just a
for
loose.
This evening,
come on.
You
should get more than one out of
this. I have a question for Beach Hand.
People, open up your pony snacks. We're going to start eating these while we continue on
okay,
with our
wait
amazing
minute,
customizer.
Wait a minute. I have
so
to make...
Oh, I ate mine already.
God, I didn't... See, I was waiting. I got three greens. Life is good. Continue.
I have to make this announcement.
Oh, geez. Poor B-Jan.
We have 14 people in the chat room.
Woo!
Yay!
That
was like a record breaker.
Chat room.
That is a record breaker in the chat room. Thank you, B-Chan.
So is your whole family on the chat board tonight, B-Chan?
my family would not come in.
I had to make a dig. No, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. Now we know what's bringing people in, so now we got to have you back every week, that's all.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Beautiful wedding couple in here, and they are so gorgeous. Everybody should check out those customs.
Maybe we can convince her after this show, once we get into the G3s and we do our G3 customizers, maybe we can urge her to come back.
We should have her as like a guest interviewer.
Pretty
she
please.
Should come back and do the interview for us. All right, go grill some G3 customizers.
We're just talking G1s tonight, but I have a question for B, if I could ask it.
Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think we have a customer/friend in common. Do you remember doing a custom for somebody named Ombi Shadow or Wild Shadow? You did a character for her called, I think it was Criticocious.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, well, I made customs for her, too, and I got to see, I'm pretty sure, it was your custom that she did. You did this character for her with sculpting, and it was, like, the most amazing custom ever. I saw it while it was, like, you know, just coming together. I guess you sent her, like, a WIP, work in progress, picture. It was amazing. And then, you know, she came to my table at the, Kentucky, My Little Pony Fair, and she brought the finished piece. And I have to say, it was so stunning. The work that you put into this pony custom just blew me away. All the engineering behind it, like the movable, detachable parts to allow for, like, shipping. She
was
made
that the one with the big scorpion tail or something like that?
Yeah. Well, like a crab claw kind of.
Right,
you know.
Yeah, I'm just visually. I'm
right,
not
like
down
a
on
claw.
My computer. I'm just trying to remember. So it's that one. That one moves?
Not really, but
no.
One of the off and the wings come off for shipping purposes.
Okay.
For shipping purposes, yes. That was brilliant because I think we've all, you know, seen customs or possibly made customs that had flimsy, sticky, outy bits, and we know what a hassle that is. So, you know, way to be solving that problem there, B.
Yeah, I think that alone is taking the consideration even just that much further. I mean, aside from the fact that you built it, you actually built it in a way that it could be taken apart, shipped, and packaged safely and put back together.
As was demonstrated to me, because I was so into this custom that Jennifer brought up to my table, and she put it down, and she said, look, see, she designed it so that this leg comes off and these wings pop out. And, you know, I was amazed by the construction of it, the way it all came together.
Thank you. Actually, when I was designing that, we were both trying to come up with a way to make the wings kind of float above the body, because I think that's what the wings in her character do. It's like the little coins, they don't really sit against the character's back. They kind of lift up off the back.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
They're on stems, sort of.
Yeah.
They're very
and
weird.
They couldn't figure out how to do that without having to try to, I don't know, make resin wings, and I will not go back into resin molds again. That made a horrible mess last time I tried to play with that stuff.
Plastic wings are so smelly. I know, I've made plastic wings before, and who's stucking soda? Somebody stuck
I don't know, but
that.
That's like the third or fourth time we've heard that noise.
It's like
a question.
Long straw and is trying to get that last bit of chocolate shake out of the cup. Careful,
that
there.
Would
you're going to pop
me.
A vein in your forehead, sweetheart.
No, seriously, that would be me because, you know, I cannot leave chocolate anywhere.
So your mouth now sounds like a vacuum cleaner when it goes and finds chocolate?
So, B-Chen, you did work with plastic wings at one time or resin wings, and you found that you didn't like them?
I tried. I was actually trying to create resin wings for one custom I did called Lady Arissa. Oh, and was it Lady Arissa or Princess Arissa? I don't remember. And we tried creating a mold for it, and the mold didn't work correctly. Cause I started the wings I originally created were out of epoxy sculpt, and they didn't take too well to the molding material.
Ooh.
And then the resin itself, it's an absolute mess. I had no patience for it whatsoever. So that one I kind of ended up using the base wings on. But, yeah, I'm not doing resin wings again. No, I don't have the patience for it.
That was actually the second introduction to your work, seeing that custom up close and personal. The first one, of course, you know, from my Jersey meet. Did you guys talk about that yet? The custom that took a year to complete?
No, but are you going to be at the Maryland meet or the fair this year?
No. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's way too close to Anime Next, and I can't ask for the 2 weekends off in the same month.
Do you want to?
So you're not
going to
be at either?
Are you going to be at the Anime Next? Are you going to be in the Artist Alley at Anime Next coming up? That's the weekend of my birthday, you know.
It is.
Yeah, I have that bookmarked. Give me 1 second. You guys can see B-Chan in person if you go to the Anime Next. It's being held in Somerset at the Garden State Exhibit Center, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Will you be there all 3 days?
Yes, I will. Thing is, I don't know just yet if I have a table. We're kind of all stuck in limbo trying to find it, waiting to see who's going to get a table and who's not. But I sat on that link and hit it up pretty much the second that the link went live. So we're all just waiting to see who's going to get a table, who's not.
Okay. You guys can check out Anime Next if you go to animenext.org. And you can get information at the Garden State Exhibit Center by going to www.gsec.com. Find out if it's closed, how to get there, what time it opens, etc. And, well, I guess, Beechin, you gave them your DeviantArt, so they can get in touch with you that way. Or just get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with Beechin. We'll give you our home address. No, just kidding.
So, B, you're not going to be at the fair.
In my case, I can give the phone number.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We
love
you're not going to
you.
Be able to be at the Maryland meet either?
No, again, I can't afford to take off too much time. Oddly enough,
we know how that is.
Yeah.
Worker bees got to work. You gotta make the money, honey, or make the honey. Honey, bumblebee. Bees gotta make honey and money.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
So this other custom that I got to see of B-Chance, for the 2008 New Jersey meet, my custom contest theme was the Jersey Devil, which is like, you know, a mythical beast made out of all different parts of different animals, but it's mostly horse-like. And I made that the theme. So B was all over it. She said, oh, I'm going to do something. I think the custom was, what was it? It was started that summer, but did it finish the following spring? Is that when it was finally done? Or did, were you done with it by the end of the year? It's the custom that kept growing and growing. It got more elaborate. She added feathers, and then she added horns, and then she added this beautiful tail. And I think it's probably in your, it's in your gallery somewhere, I would hope, right?
Hold on, let me bring up my... We're talking about the Jersey Devil one or the bi-winged Pegasus?
It has these amazing horns. It has claws.
Yeah, the Jersey Devil one. That one is freaking awesome. I love that one.
Freaking awesome is definitely what I would use to describe it. Not just awesome, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, let me get a specific link to this one, because I am particularly in love with this one. I don't know, just being in Jersey, I love the coloration of the wings. I love the way you did the horns and the claws.
I found it.
Everything is just awesome.
I'm reading about it.
I only have the one picture. I only see the one picture in your DeviantArt.
I first came up with the idea from Cara Red Rose's New Jersey Devil Custom Contest for the 2008 New Jersey Pony Meet. There was... in all capitals, there was no way in heck I was going to be able to even start work on the custom before the meet. It's true, I only announced it a month ahead. I was kind of green. I didn't know, you know, about sculpting at the time. So next time, I promise I'll give you guys more time.
All right.
So she made it with teeth and claws and scales, and she integrated parts of, there's got to be 17 different animals on this thing.
I did kind of base it off of different descriptions of the Jersey Devil, and it's actually because of this custom that I've actually started studying the phenomenon of the creature more. So I did get some people saying, oh, well, you posed it wrong because the Jersey Devil, you know, is on its hind legs all the time and not on its legs.
Oh,
you know what?
Who cares? It's an awesome custom. I know that, but please.
Oh, well,
so what? It's
used,
not
like,
on its
let's
hind
say
legs.
A
big
firefly,
deal.
Like you did for your bi-winged Pegasus, which you did bring to the meet with you to show off, and everybody crowded around. And when it started to rain, it was like, hurry, get it underneath the tent.
Oh, that was heavy, and I hated parting with it, but I went actually. At one of the Anime Next art shows that I was in, and it needed to go. I had no room for it.
Big. It's big. That's a problem. You made a custom so big, now you have no place to store it.
Yeah.
So you have to rehome it. You have no choice in the matter. I love this custom, but get it out of my house, you know?
Like, the little customs, I had no problem being able to keep, like, baby customs or the baby Brad's customs, because I have some shelf space for that. But even when I'm working on customs for customers, I'm lucky I have a spot to be able to keep the work in progress at the moment. But that will be solved at the end of the year, because I plan on moving to another section of the state, so... Hopefully I will have my own studio.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's wonderful. But having your own studio, that's a dream. You know, every artist dreams of having a proper studio. It's like integral to your happiness to have space.
To be able to get out of the whole bedroom / office / pony room / art studio would be fantastic. Kind of hard to work in here, but it makes you.
I would definitely make that a professional goal, to have your own space. Are you going to share the space with anyone else, like other artists?
I'm actually one of my coworkers from the store that I work at, and a mutual friend of ours who also used to work at the store that I work at, and we're all collectors in our own way. I'm the pony collector. The other one is a collector of everything Harry Potter and Sailor Moon.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, ooh,
that's going
to
be inspiring.
I need to know them.
And
I
the other one.
Them.
And the other one is a monkey collector, meaning the animals and the singers from the 60s and 70s. Peter Ford, Nikki Dolan, that whole group. I've never met somebody who's more obsessed with them than she is. They make life interesting, so it's going to be a fun apartment. There's not going to be 1 ounce of sanity in there. It's all going to be insane with cartoons and ponies and plushies. It's going to be a museum.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're so going to love it.
Yes, so long as we don't kill each other.
That's great. Because, you know, creativity will breed more creativity. You know, to be able to, like, feed off of somebody's creative energy makes you want to create, too. That's why I love having people over to do customs. I like having people around when I work. I feel I work, like, twice as fast when I have someone else in the room to, you know, talk to, show to, say, what do you think of this color or that color? I love feedback from people, and just to be able to get out of your bedroom, as you said, you know, it's going to be so inspiring. It's going to be fantastic for you.
It is. I love being able to be around other fellow artists and, you know, toss ideas and ask them and get feedback from them, because when you're sitting by yourself in your work area and nobody else to really talk to except on the internet, you can
it's
get
true. Before you do a custom, you always have like sort of like a research phase that you do.
Research everything.
You research, like, art references. You look that up, you know, maybe the shape of wings or what colors you want to do. For the Jersey Devil, you actually did a little research, and now you're still continuing your research of the Jersey Devil. We're going to find you on the cryptozoology pages, you know, talking about Jersey Devil. Maybe the custom actually inspired an interest in something else for you now, something that you weren't previously into.
Well, it got me into wanting to learn more on how to do dragon scales and getting into creating my own sculpted pieces, not using any kind of pre-made base. I just got to actually start it. Like, one piece I want to start working on sometime this summer is I want to do my own Kirin sculpture, a winged one.
A lion with dragon wings, or is it a falcon with a lion's body, or what is
the
Kirin? I see it on beer bottles, but I'm not quite sure what it is I'm looking at. What does a Kirin involve?
Let me see if I can send you a link, because M. Kenya, who is a very well-known sculptress, she did a series of... she did a family of Kirin, baby one, a mama Kirin, and a father one. Hold on.
Maybe they look a bit like gargoyles.
Depending on the artist who does it.
Some have more of an Asian flair, and some look more like a gothic stone, you know.
Thank goodness for Google. Okay.
Oh, you got to love Google. I'm thinking for the benefit of our listeners, you know, at home. We didn't have to make a big thing out of it. But, you know, a Kirin, K-I-R-I-N, on Google. I'll do a Google race with you. Let me look at a picture of a Kirin.
I know, right-clicking allowed. There's,
sorry, am I clicking too loud? Tappity, tap, tap, tap. There's definitely something horse-like about them. I mean, I see hooves. But then there's a lot of scales involved. There's a mane like a horse would have, but then there's also these snarly bits like Chinese dragons have on their heads. Some are blue, some are red, some are black and gold. So some look down like frightening, some look like cuddly.
Mine's going to be more a little bit on the elegant side of things, I guess you could say. But, of course, I want to slap some bird wings on it. Got to slap bird wings on something.
Oh, is that your trademark, wings? That's a feature that would just make a custom say, that's a Beachan original.
I guess it's becoming that. I've never really thought about that. I take that back. I have been trying to think of something to be able to stamp my pieces with and say, that's something that I've created. So people could just look at it and know that it's something that I did. I guess my wings are becoming that. I don't know.
There's no controlling this sometimes. Occasionally you get known for things and they just kind of happen on their own. Other people will notice it for you. Like we just pointed out the wings, for instance. Or it could be color. Some artists are known for the way they do their eyes, others for their wings, some for their crazy colors or just weird themes.
Okay. I'm going to post the picture that I came across on the My Little Pony Talk Facebook wall because I don't have an account to the blog talk.
Oh, don't feel bad. Neither do I. Well, actually, I just can't get logged in. I must have 8 or 9 accounts by now. But every time I try to sign into one, you know, it just tells me I can't. So I envy all you people in the chat room there who are able to chit-chatter away. Yeah, it makes me angry that I can't be in my own chat room, but whatever.
Yeah, you would love the chat room. The chat room and you would get along great. I always feel it's very odd you're not there.
I do, too.
Okay, it's posted.
But, well, thank you. At least know what to look for.
Okay, let's clicky-clicky.
Put back.
Oh,
well, as you're clicky-clicking,
everyone's clicking.
I'm going to go ahead and ask another question. And actually, this one I actually know the answer to because I was perusing your DeviantArt as we've been talking. Have any of your customs been Big Brothers in a previous life?
A couple of them, yeah. we're just wrapping up now. Ash's Night Custom? That was a Big Brother, but we had to carve the feather end off of his hoofs for the armor around, or the hoof armor. I also did a Troa Barton from Gundam Wing. I think that was my first Big Brother. And, hold on, got to remember.
Hoof armor. That sounds so macho.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would shave your feet for, you know. That really does sound like something you would want to shave for.
Yeah. I sworn there was another one. Hold on, I'm looking. That might have been... It might just be those two, the Troa Barton pony and Ash's Knight. Everything else has been the girls.
Oh, yeah, Ash's Knight. Wow. I love Ash's Knight. Oh, he's amazing.
Thank you. And I'm actually in the process of trying to sculpt a Scottish Claymore sword for him from scratch. And it's my first attempt at seeing weapons. So I'm winging it big time.
Well, I mean, it's mostly because I don't think there are very many Big Brothers who are customs.
There
really
aren't.
At least not that I've seen.
This is from my personal own experience. It's really difficult to come across someone who's willing to part with a Big Brother, even if the Big Brother their pony is very pretty baity, they're not willing to part with it. And when they do, they get pretty pricey. So that could be part of the reason why you might not see a lot of Big Brother customers out there.
Well, that's the one thing I'm always thinking is because, I mean, the Big Brothers, whenever you do get them, even if they're in a baity condition, those prices are going up because they have been pretty much hard to find, but of late, I think I've been seeing more and more of a couple of them hopping onto eBay.
When you say going up, I mean, what are you talking about? $10 here or $5? I mean, what's considered expensive for a pony that you want to get for purely customizing purposes?
The max I think I've had to spend for a bait is probably about $15, and that was a big runner per bait. For the most part, I try to see if I can get baits for free from people, and most of the time, people on the arena and the trading post will be absolutely awesome and just say, "Here, take it."
So what I was just saying, trying to get a gauge of what you're talking about when you say pricey, I'm going, putting it into context. You know, everybody's got a different idea of what they think pricey is when they're thinking about a pony. Some people might be like, you're paying $50 for a bait, and then, you know, because that's to them, their world is so expensive at this point that that's pricey. And then some of us are like, anything over $2, and you're asking for blood here, so.
Yeah.
That's the art world for you. If you're making a custom that's potentially worth hundreds, paying $15 for a bait, you take it in stride, you know?
Right,
sometimes
yeah.
There's a time deadline. You know, you promise somebody that you'll have this done within 2 months or whatever it is. Sometimes you try to find one cheap, but you can't, so you end up going on eBay and doing what you got to do.
Ugh, yeah. Oh, eBay.
It's a last resort, but
noise.
You don't want to take something that still has collectability left in it, but sometimes, hey, sometimes it's more important that you get the right date. You need that pose.
It really depends. You know, what it's got to be for the greater good, you know? I think it depends on what its sacrifice is all about.
Yeah, I mean, you don't take a mimic and then cut the hair off and paint it with nail polish and say, there, that needed to be done. No, I'm sorry, it didn't need to be done. That was a travesty. But if you can make something beautiful out of something that is not, then that's art.
Oh, yeah. And back to the poses question, actually back to the poses comments, here's a couple of them. Do you have a favorite pose that you like to use when you're customizing?
I personally like the stand. Sorry. Falling asleep. I had a moment.
Really, G1s. Me, for the G1s, it all depends on the character, what kind of emotion has to be portrayed from the piece. So I don't really have a favorite pose when it comes to Generation 1. Generation 3, yes, I do have a few favorite poses from that, but we're not talking about Generation 3 right now.
Is there any reason, are we specifically only talking about Generation 1? I didn't catch the memo on that.
Yes, I specifically put it out for Generation 1 since that's what we just ended.
I figured, so we're ignoring everything else
in the other generations. That's interesting. So I'm wondering if we have any Generation 2 customizers. That's something I'd also like to see if we can get any of that. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad to know what we're supposed to talk about and not talk about.
Well, see, that's why I said if we can lure her back in. Oh, I mean, ask her to come back, you know, she'd do the G3 customizers.
I wouldn't mind coming back.
Well, thank you.
Oh, strap her
that
down.
That means that she's having fun.
Yeah. Keep me awake, but it's okay.
Okay, wait. Okay, who has the box? I think someone grabbed the box. Put her in it. That way we don't lose her.
Sorry. Had a technical difficulty here.
We know you're really busy, but we would love to have you back another time when we get on to the next generation. Now, you still have to answer Panda's question, right, about what pose you like, or was that answered already?
She answered that.
She did answer that. And then, actually, you kind of did answer in the next one, which, I mean, does your idea bring about your choice of poses?
All the time. I will spend hours searching through eBay and Arena and Trading Post and the LiveJournal communities, just looking for specific poses, because it's got to be, the pose has to be able to portray a certain emotion or look aesthetically pleasing. And if the pose doesn't work with a certain character, most of the time, if it's a piece that I'm working on for myself, I won't use it. If it's for a customer, I try to include them and help them in, give suggestions for poses so we can portray what they want to see from their customized commission, and pray to goodness it works.
I hear you with that, definitely.
Yeah.
The right pose or the wrong pose can make or break a custom.
Absolutely.
True or false?
Oh, absolutely.
I say true, and I don't even do it.
Yeah, and well, there are some times I've seen customs that they were amazing, but you look at the pose and go, but I don't want it because I can't stand that particular pose. I mean, the pose can totally wreck a custom.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I completely agree with that.
So much of the character and the, you know.
It depends if you're making it based on a character. Say you're making Indiana Jones, you know. You wouldn't picture Indy, you know, laying on a beach with his head on his elbow, you know, and his legs crossed. That would not be a very Indiana Jones-like pose. You'd want him to be like, I don't know, swinging his whip or doing something dynamic and awesome. So when you're creating, you have to take iconic pictures of this character into your mind. Say you're doing Lara Croft, you know.
Oh.
You need a pose with energy to capture that. You can't just have her standing there with her feet on the ground, you know, doing nothing or looking weak. She has to look powerful. So certain poses convey certain, you called it emotions. I guess that's accurate.
No, you're right.
And G1s, they have a lot of awesome custom potential. Do you find that they're easier to work with than other generations?
I'll work with any of the generations now. I mean, I have worked with the G2s and started liking that as well because they're a little more of a challenge. Just because they're
they definitely look challenging. That's my thing. Now I'm on the hunt. I'm gonna have to get myself a G2 custom. I don't have any G2 customs, and now
I have G1s.
I
have G1s and G3s.
And of course, I'm asking G4s. We got people that do those too.
Oh, my God.
Those are tiny.
Have you considered that?
I have, but right now I kind of don't want to go touching them until I can find some baby ones because I don't want to go out to, like, the Walmart or Target and buy a brand-new pony just to customize it.
Just to be the first to do it.
Yeah.
No trailblazing for you today.
My G1.
She won't blaze trails in that direction. She's blazing plenty of trails on her own. She's actually just building the pony up so much. She said that she's actually crossing over into this other nirvana of just sculpting without there being a pony underneath. She's entering another world as we speak. She's still got one foot firmly in the pony community, but then she's branching out and becoming a sculptor in her own right without pony.
I was going to say, it's like, are we losing her, or is she just growing? It's so hard. It's like watching your baby grow up and leave the nest, and
let's
be sad.
Bea, are we losing you, or are you just...
Oh, you're not going anywhere. I will stay with ponies for life.
We heave a collective sigh of relief there.
I'll say, wait a minute. It's like, hi, this is a... the departure announcement of Beechin from the pony community. I'd
like
to make my announcement of retiring now.
It's like when the front man leaves the band and embarks on a solo career. You say, oh, no, is this the end? You know, no, they're going to do both. They do the solo project. B is doing a solo project without pony here and there. But she'll always return to the medium that she began with.
Absolutely. Especially... I do have one project that I involved with a giant pony, but that one's going to take a while, and I actually have to start on it. So I'm not going anywhere for a while.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
What would be your dream project? What if you got discovered tonight on the show and you were just contracted with carte blanche, you know, budget to create something? Anything.
You a pony?
Anything for anyone. As an artist, what is your dream project? You hit it big tomorrow and someone offers you $1 million to make what? What would you do?
Probably a painting for a big-time museum. If you had asked me a couple of years ago, I would have said inking for comics in a heartbeat. But I'm really getting more into watercolor painting and oil painting, of course, my marker painting. I would love to have pieces hanging in museums. And slowly but surely, I will eventually get around to meeting that goal. It's just going to take a little while. Especially since there don't seem to be too many here in New Jersey. They all seem to be in New York City.
There are some fabulous museums up in North Jersey, like in Montclair. They're not that far from New York. We can take the bus right in. But, yeah, we do have a lot of nice big museums in New York. We need to talk. We should go to a museum. Do you ever get off on Mondays?
I actually have this Monday off. It's my one and only day off this coming week.
Well, you should come and hang out with me and Star Gleamer then, because we're probably going to go do a museum on Monday.
Which museum are you thinking of?
Well, not the ones that are closed. I always forget. I have to look at the list and see which ones are closed Mondays. There's one that you don't want to go to because it's way uptown, and when you get there, it's shut on Mondays, and you go, ooh. And then one is closed on Wednesdays. I always get them mixed up. Probably we'll go to the Guggenheim or the Met. Both are good because they're really large.
The Guggenheim is so 80s, please.
It's so fabulous. It's so,
I know,
Frank,
the Guggenheim is
right,
just a neat
man.
Building. It's just a neat, neat building.
It looks like a giant roll of toilet paper, just whoosh, like all the way up. It's curly, round, weird building.
I don't
building.
Think, it's more, it's a little bit more of like an upside down cone, though. I mean, it kind of like expands out. You start at the bottom and you just walk up, 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 a swirl all
it's,
the way to the
yeah,
top and
it's
then
like
back
a cone
down again through the elevator.
Right off the bottom of the cone, sort of. It's a weird one.
Yeah, it's probably, he's definitely known, he's got museums everywhere, but that's definitely the most famous one just because of the architecture.
But to be in the Guggenheim, you'd have to do modern art. Is that your
yeah.
style?
You
got to
be polished.
Do you do abstract, or do you paint what people see?
I actually, it's pretty much what comes from imagination, because you guys know I'm into fantasy stuff.
Fantasy.
So, yeah. It's hard to find museums that'll take that. I think we have to make one. What?
We should make one. Actually, have you ever been to the MoCA, the Museum of Comic Art? It's on Lower Broadway.
I want to go to that one so badly.
Oh, I'll take you there. My husband's a member. We can get in for nothing.
Yes. Have you.
You know, we don't have a lot more time left in the live show, so I have got to know. There is this one question in the list of questions here that Karen had written that I just got to know.
Okay.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Yes.
Because that has everything to do with customizing. But I've got to know. I'm like reading through these questions and I'm like, what superpower would you have and why? I'm like, yes. That's what everybody
and
needs
yes,
to be
you
asked.
And yes, you picked a question that I did not prep her for.
That's right. All about catching you off guard here.
Answer that in a heartbeat. Flying.
Flying. Hello. Why?
Thinking not flying like Superman flying, like angel wings kind of flying.
Like grow some wings like your ponies have.
And they'd be removable and storable just to make sleeping easier.
Oh, you have wings that would pop out.
Yeah, but why? Why flying?
Oh. I don't know. It's kind of like a sort of freedom.
And why angel wings versus Superman?
Oh, one, pretty much anybody could be Superman, including Batman. And I don't know. one, the wings look better. Wings are fashion.
It's a style statement, dang it.
It's a fashion, darling.
Wings are always flying, you know, with no reason whatsoever. And, to me, it makes more sense.
Wings tend to make sense if you're going to be flying.
If you're going to fly, might as well have the wings to do it with.
Definitely.
Hey, does anybody out there on the boards have a question? I mean, I know you guys are all in your own little world out there, but, I mean, since we only have a few minutes, somebody who can type really fast have a question?
Yeah, chat room.
Or
type us a question.
Or here we go. How about this? How about this? I got an easier way here. Are we ready?
Oh, gosh, ready? Here it comes. What?
Okay. Miss Vicky. Oh, God.
Hello.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk.
Hello. I'd kind of forgotten that I was actually even on hold.
I forgot you were here. Now you know how I felt the very first show. As I was on hold for 25 minutes.
Don't feel bad, Vicky Brownie. So once they clicked on me and I'd fallen asleep, they were going, hello, 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 in my ear for 10 minutes before hanging up.
Well,
I was sound asleep waiting.
I have actually literally just gone to bed with my laptop and still listening.
Oh, rise and shine.
Oh, see, we just love to catch people when they're not expecting us.
Oh.
Well, you've got a question, I'm guessing, or did she just call you up for fun?
That's a little from column A, a little from column B, I hope. Well, you kind of touched on what I was thinking about earlier as a question, which was along the lines of posing. Just how often do you find yourself actually reposing? Do you actually go about reposing the bait that you use, or would that sort of bring them a bit little too far away from being the actual original ponies?
I do repose. I actually have been getting into reposing my customs a lot lately, simply so it makes the piece more mine and not, you know, more Hasbro-ish. I think it can add a little bit more of even more personality to the pose if you re-sculpt the pose into something that's completely your own. Of course, it ends up being something that it didn't start out as, but, you know, I don't know.
And do you find that gets well received? Because a lot of people have their, as has been talked about a little earlier, they have their, like, favorite poses and everything. So if you take something which was a Hasbro pose and is now sort of completely bespoke, do people kind of see it as less a base, less a actual official My Little Pony custom, or do you think it detracts from it?
I've actually never really gotten people who have said anything bad about it. And some people have been interested in it. They were surprised that there was a pony underneath there because they'd never seen the pose before. But for the most part, people's reactions to reposing have been pretty positive. I mean,
yeah.
That's my own experience.
Well, actually, there has been that one pony and can't remember who made it. I think it's Oopsie Doopsie.
Like we would know. Go on. What's your point? If you don't know, what's going to make you think we know?
Sorry, the pony's name is Oopsie Doopsie. And she's been completely reposed to being, like, laying on the floor like, gosh darn it, I just fell again.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, gosh, you know, Hasbro has reposed their own ponies. Gosh, look what they did with the poor mermaids. You know, if Hasbro can do those kinds of things to the legs, I think customizers can do whatever they want and not get ragged on. Come on.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oops, sorry.
Go ahead.
I've actually been noticing something with Hasbro, especially since they've been attending the pony conventions and they had Pony Project. If you've been noticing that Hasbro's been paying more attention to what customizers are coming out with. How they design a lot of the paint designs on the current specialty customs that are coming out. I think it's Trillians who started coming up with the idea of like really pretty swirlies on the ponies, and Hasbro kind of picked up on that.
I hate to interrupt, but our live show is about to cut off, so I want
to
remind everybody
to
download us on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio to hear the rest of this
podcast
tomorrow.
Right now, let's do the pony bye-byes. And
don't,
don't go anywhere,
Vicki. Don't go anywhere. People that are on the phone, stay.
Okay. I wasn't planning on going.
Thank you, live
pony
listeners.
Pony night nights. Listen
pony
next
night
week
night.
For butterflies. Coming through. And I think I just barely hit that one.
I don't know. We probably got cut off mid sentence with that. It's just
no, actually, no. I actually hit it right, nailed it when I said butterflies. That's when it just completely said, "Okay, show is on, but we are not streaming anymore."
Good job. Yeah. It just
right on my ass.
And it doesn't kick us off, you know, not for a while yet. So when you download the show, you get the full program.
Yeah, I kind of assumed it stopped recording. Last week I assumed it stopped recording after that point. And you got a good explanation from Pandora about how it actually worked.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was actually Care who had first told us that you do realize that, you know, you guys keep recording, and we had we planned an entire show, and we didn't even know that we were being recorded.
Yeah, I know. It was great. It was like, okay, the show's done, and we just continued talking. Okay, what are we going to do and next week and this and that? And we're talking, and Karen's like, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, I was listening to your show last week, and did you know? And we're like, oh, my God. And now we just like, oh, okay, well, the show's kind of over, but carry on.
The last 15 minutes were my favorite when you guys were just, like, you know, goofing and just talking casual about, you know, what's going on tomorrow.
What's going on tomorrow? What are we doing?
I got to get up early. I don't want to have to.
Yeah, I was hearing about your personal business, which is kind of funny, especially because you didn't know anyone could hear you. People sound different when you don't think anyone's listening.
My radio voice goes away, and then it's like, I talk like I'm Fluttershy, and I'm so sweet and kind. Of like, you just never know it. You got to listen to the show. Yeah, right.
Well, see, I've also, after everyone hangs up now, I actually do this little tidbit. You guys have to start downloading and listening to the very end to find out what I'm
Canada,
saying.
I do listen.
I have an aversion to listening
to
myself.
I hear what you do.
Well, you have to fill me in. I will try. Sometimes we'll do the who's going to hang on the longest at the end, and I think Panda just makes it a point to make sure she's always last.
She just loves to get the last word in. That's Panda's thing.
Sometimes it's the only way she's going to get a word in, but, you know, we're doing pretty good tonight.
Oh, she's had plenty of words. We've given her, what, Panda said probably about 100 words already on this broadcast.
Easily. Hey, I've done very well tonight. I'm letting everybody talk. Don't we have two other people here, too, besides us?
I'm a shut up now, because we've got Vicki Brownies on the line, who's calling from the other side of the planet.
She is in another country, too, I mean.
And we have our esteemed guest on tonight, B. Chan.
Who has been hanging in there. We could technically let her out of the chair, you know, since it is after 11, and let her see if she actually wants to stay.
Oh, did you guys tie her down?
Let me get the key for the chains.
We'll unchain Beechin from the phone.
She's suffering from the Florence Nightingale, or what's the other one? No, the Patty Hearst syndrome, you know. She's now in love with her captors, and she will not fly away.
That's Stockholm syndrome.
There you go. That's what that is, the Stockholm syndrome.
That's it.
See, every country has its an analogy for that particular affliction. See, that's how people wind up on this show. It's like once we get you here, you get sucked in. That's how we
and
got
you keep
Karen
coming
here.
Back.
And then before you know it, you just keep coming back. You get sucked
it's almost
into
like you
vortex.
Fed me last week.
Yeah, right? I came on pinch hit for like episode 7, and it's like I've been here ever since.
Yeah, I know. It was great. I always remember it was very, very early on, and I was like, okay, you're going to be doing this pony thing in New York. Why don't you, like, do, like, a little roving reporter thing with us? You got to do, like, an on-site thing because we were looking for ideas of what to
when
do
I was
live.
At Art Gallery
oh, yeah.
in Brooklyn.
Remember?
Because
I was like
yep.
scouring
right,
all my
right,
pony
right.
friends for ideas and people we could get on. And so you did that art gallery thing. And then I remember when Tomcat was in Korea. And then he came home for a month. And I was like, I gotta like, have somebody else fill in for me. So I begged and pleaded. I was like, please, Kim, please, please do the show for me. And look what happened.
Aww. Yeah, and she'd never left.
Well, no, we just started having her on more and more. And it seemed like, you know, it was like little guest spot or fill-in host duty. And before you know it, we were just like, hey, why don't you just hang around? Just call
hey,
in every
come
week.
On every week.
Yeah, just every week, sure.
She's got her own theme music. She's got her teapot rubbing and her sparkles.
You can see the actual teapot. It will be on display at the My Little Pony Talk booth at this year's Pony Fair.
Are we bringing the teapot to
show her in?
Sorry?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We
have a real teapot now.
That's
yes.
sweet. Yeah, we're actually going to set things up for the My Little Pony Fair. Hey, and not just thought you'd find this interesting. I was looking over our numbers trying to figure out. Remember we were talking about we suddenly hit this exponential growth thing where we had like this certain level of listeners forever? It was the month of the fair last year when we decided to run the contest for our new picture, our new avatar. That's what I think did it because we started doing a whole bunch of advertising, and then you went to the convention, and we did the convention show, and then all those people had, it was like such a successful convention, a successful fair last year, that
yeah,
when
I was
we
able
went
actually,
on and reiterated the contest, when everybody came back from the convention, we wound up getting like 20 entries. That was the month. We doubled our listeners that month, and then the month after that, it doubled that, and the month after that, it doubled from that, to the point where we have about 7,000 downloads a month now.
Hello.
Oh, that was the month.
Wow.
That was the month.
I told two friends. She told two friends.
I'm telling you, it
so
is.
On,
it's the Brett commercial.
So on,
and I told
so
half
on.
A dozen people at the convention about the show. Because it's still amazing. It's like, we're going to be going on 2 years in May. And there were still people who did not know about the show.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
we still have
see,
people that
Vicky,
are learning every
anybody,
day.
Anything you need to promote since we have such a big audience? Do you need to plug anything?
Not really. I have...
Vicky, would you like to plug anything?
Well, not all at once.
I was just saying that I found out about this through one of your posts on the pink boards. So,
the good
of
old
course,
pink board.
Of course,
how long ago, though?
Not already having that. About a month or two ago.
Oh, right. Was it the post that I put out there saying, hey, we got this many listeners and who the heck's listening? And,
yeah,
and I think there were
listening?
Like five people that were like, we didn't even know you were there. I'm like, how could 30,000 downloads happen? And I'm getting all these people saying, we didn't even know you existed.
Well,
yeah.
And it's not
it's
like
amazing.
We don't, every week we do a post saying, hey, you know what, this is this week's topic. Granted, yes, it might be 2 days before the show, it might be the day of the show that I finally
I think
remember
that's part
to
of
do
it.
It.
It's usually the day of, and I think they see the date because you put this week on My Little Pony, you put a date. I think sometimes maybe people kind of, like, their eyes go past it because you see the polls that they do all the time, this week's poll, this week's this, that
well,
I think maybe it's not registering.
Is. I think one of the troubles is that it's quite a fast moving, moving board.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah, and unfortunately, you can't get stickied anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well,
we lost the person.
Can we? We lost the person just stickying.
Yeah, she doesn't sticky us anymore. We got.
Well, you have to ask every week, is what it is, and I think because a sticky only lasts for 1 week, regardless of who you are, and then you have to be requested. You have to request get re-stickied. So what you could do is then ask her every time you make a post if you could sticky it, but I don't know. That's just one of those things.
You post to the blue board. Things tend to stay on page one a lot longer on the blue board than they do on the pink.
Yeah, we wind up having the last four.
Is that because it's a smaller board? Or?
Pardon? It's
a
slower board. It's an older board, a little slower.
It just has a lot less spam, and I'll leave it at that.
Because I'm registered on the blue boards. I just haven't actually been active on there. The only place I've done anything.
Oh, yeah. People are there all the time. I check both boards every day.
Hmm. Well, see, I think what it is more people post on the Pony Corral on the pink board
which is where I always post about the show. I can post it, and then maybe like an hour later, my post is on page two. And I don't want to continuously go on there and say bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the mods to go in and say, hey, you can't be doing this.
Well, in the rules, they say you can bump once a day.
Well, that's just it. What she's saying is like within an hour, you know, it's gone.
There's creative ways to bump. You don't have to bump your own post. All you really need to do is team up with somebody. I bump for them. They bump for me.
Or you say, oh, I forgot to add this. And then you have them come in and say, I condensed the post for you. Oh, and you say, oh, thank you again for another week in a row.
By them posting on it saying, I condensed it for you, that's a bump in itself.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's all part of my plan.
It's all part of netiquette, you understand. There's ways to do things without looking tacky. And it takes practice, but you learn this. It's like a dance, you know. I post on your thread, you post online, that kind of
Wait,
thing.
And then
either that or you find 24 people.
I'm not above going and deleting everybody's bumps. I mean, I've seen fail posts where they just bump it once a month. I'll delete all those bumps and just leave them with the one bump. It doesn't drop their post, but it does make the post go from 25 posts in it to two posts in the thread.
It's a nice way to keep the board clean, then.
It keeps the board clean. Yeah. Who wants to read through 24 bump posts, you know? Just delete them. All we need is the one at the very bottom. That's the one that counts, the last one you made. But I see you at the blue board, you know. I'm there all the time.
Well, I do have to put my hands in the air. I say I'm quite new to sort of getting involved in the whole pony thing. So one of the reasons why I did grab hold of listening to the show was just as a way of learning more about sort of, because I'm more in it for the customizing than the collecting. But of course,
ooh, really?
Oh my, look at this. We are educational. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
actually into ponies for the customizing more than the collecting of the pony themselves.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever met anybody to say that. That's really pretty cool.
Well, it's kind of, I have a lot of hobbies, as it were, so I don't want to add collecting and customizing, but then a good few for the first ponies I picked up, I can't bear to actually do anything to. Because I picked up at one of the dual ponies, Periwinkle. She's white and got beautiful eyes, and I just can't bear to do anything to her, even though I got her really cheap.
You know you're doomed, right?
Casper made her nice. She's pretty just how she is.
Unless
she's really damaged, I'd say leave her, don't bait her.
No. I also found just in a charity shop, almost perfect condition, one of the skater ponies, Jazzy.
Oh, Jazzy.
Wow.
It took me forever to find a good Jazzy.
Her like pullback mechanism thing still works as well.
Oh, they're fun to play with, aren't they?
Wow.
I cannot confirm or deny that I've been playing with it.
but she happens to know the pullback mechanism works just fine. It's about 5 horsepower per minute. Yeah. A little bit faster than my cat. Yeah, do we still have a customizer on the phone?
Yeah.
Do we have any other questions?
I do, actually. It's one because I actually have a custom baby pony. It's not one of yours, but I do want to ask this question because this one does have the unique hair. Do you ever think outside of the box for hair material?
Good question. Not really. I did when I first started customizing, but now I'm pretty much strictly dolly hair or the epoxy sculpt.
One or the other.
Good old sculpted hair. I associate your work with sculpted hair, but that's your later stuff. Your early on, you were doing a lot more with the what they call that, cat silk hair, rayon hair.
Yeah, the dolly.
Dolly, whatever you call it, hair. Dolly hair, hair. Dolly hair a free plug.
Yeah.
Dolly hair is more nylon, where the cat silk of, who's the company, the girl that provides that? I don't remember who that is. That's more.
Rag Dolly.
Hmm?
Ragdolly.com, right?
I think that's the name. It's a little on the slicker side, a little I don't want to say oily. I've physically seen a few customs that use the cat silk, but since the nylon that Dolly Hair uses is closer to actual Hasbro pony hair, it's easier to use and easier to style.
So it's the hair of choice for most customizers.
It's not
today,
the number one pony customizing hair for no reason.
Is it ready to go out of the package, or do you find you have to wash it or brush it first?
I do have to wash and condition it. When you take it out of the plastic bag that Tina sends it in, it tends to be really staticky. So I do wash it, simple shampoo, and condition it, let sit in the conditioner for about a night and a half, and rinse it out afterwards, and just let it air dry.
A night and a half, huh? That's
Thank
a
you for
long
sharing
time.
That.
I would think.
Oh, wow.
I would only do that. Like, I have, like, the 3-minute miracle stuff that I use for like, really frizzy ponies. But I've never left a conditioner in that long. What's the benefit?
Sometimes I feel it makes it a little softer, depending on the hair. Like,
okay, that would have been the really obvious answer. But leaving conditioner in for that long might make the hair softer. But I'm not familiar with, like, does it really matter? I mean, you would think, like, if it's going to do its thing, wouldn't it do it in 3 hours? Does it really take a day and a half? Or is there really a marked difference when you leave it in that much longer?
There really isn't too much of a difference. It's pretty much because I want to do other things, so, and just let it sit overnight. I don't want to go back to it again until I'm ready to do it.
And that long hair can take longer to dry than if it was, you know, a short bob haircut on a pony. It dries pretty fast. The long hank of silk hair could take a while, right?
Mm-hmm. And you just hang it up and leave the conditioner on it and then rinses it out the next day or two, as opposed to doing
when
it, rinsing out, letting it dry.
Ponies, you know, like something with a long tail, like a flutter. You know, if I was cleaning a flutter tail and it was all frizzed on the bottom, I'd leave the stuff in overnight. I don't know why we do that, but we do. It's just supposed to work better.
You know, I actually thought you had to leave it in that long, too. Actually, the pictures I sent you, remember the brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw
two beautiful mountain boys.
Yeah, I got these two mountain boys, and when I got them, they looked like they just were part of the Jackson 5. And
Tornado with a pink tail.
Yes, his mane is pink too. It's just not as pink as his tail. And the hair's pink on both. But they really, and I'm not exaggerating, they did. They looked like they were part of the Jackson 5. Jenny had seen them, so she can vow, yes, they were frizzy as all get out. And I used the 3-minute miracle, and I was like really impatient. I only left it on for like maybe an hour. And boom, I was like, wow.
So what product is this?
Conditioner doesn't work on nylon hair because it's not really organic material. It's just plastic.
Right. It helps. So I also used a curling iron with it too, but you have to feel it. I'm telling you, I also have ponies where I just use conditioner, and it works. It makes a big difference. It doesn't
turn it
into super straight hair or anything, but it really does tame it down quite a bit.
It does. I know some people use, like, there was a website on GeoCities several years ago. A person used a flat iron and, like, a really cheap conditioner, really conditioned the heck out of the pony's hair and used the flat iron to help straighten the pony's hair after that. But the conditioner acted in a way so that the flat iron wouldn't burn or melt the nylon, and it does work.
You just got to be careful what flat iron you're using. There is a big difference between using just, like, the Clairol flat iron and, like, the Qi flat iron. You know, they're talking about temperature difference. But, yes, I mean, I've tried that as well. It's still scary as all heck. I don't care how much conditioner you have on there. You get a flat iron out, it's scary.
Can I just say that when you say flat iron, are you talking about sort of hair straighteners?
Yes.
Or are you actually talking about
ones that look like big paddle
plates?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, two flat plates, not a curling iron that's like tube.
I've never heard them referred to as straight flat irons. Never heard them referred to as that before.
Really? What do you call them there?
I think it's more of a...
We call them hair straighteners.
So they are hair straighteners, but I'm thinking I think that's
it's
like their just special
a US
way of
thing.
Talking about what kind of straightener it is. because straighteners here refer to more of a chemical process.
Yeah.
And this is just the heat process, you know, the little, you know, doohickey that you can have with your beauty supplies.
I hear it as both, but then I'm tuned in more to what's going on in the UK just as much as I am here, you know, because I belong to boards on both sides of the pond, so I'm used to all the terminology. Right. They are one and the same. The hair straightener is
no, but all I gotta say, all I gotta say is, say it how you want, but yeah, I swear, I think a pony when it sees one of those coming at it. Probably
I think that's
wishes.
What straightens its hair.
It goes,
your hair goes straight without that hair. This flat iron
the
did nothing. They just
really
saw the flat iron.
When you do it,
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 do
looks,
it with dry
it looks,
hair.
It looks at that flat iron and goes, dear Lord, I wish I could move.
It makes a sizzling
please.
Sound when you flat iron it or when you use a curling iron, you know, any kind of iron on the pony's hair. First thing you hear that.
Oh, yeah. And with a flat iron, with the really hot ones, it makes it cracks and it pops and it. Oh my god!
Try it on a perfume puff sometime. You'd be amazed by the results. Seriously.
No way!
No
yeah,
way! I
wouldn't
want to do that. I love perfume puff hair. Why would you do that to a perfume puff?
Maybe you find a baby one someday that you can't unfrizz. Seriously, it will give. It's so unlike anything else. It's amazing. It doesn't get like regular pony hair, and it's not perfume puff
this?
Hair anymore.
If I find one, okay, I'm going to send it to you to have you do it and then have you send it back to me.
Fine, but you have to send me a flat iron, too. You're talking to somebody who already has straight hair and has no use for a flat iron.
I have all the hair straighteners in the world. I've got three of them. If you want to send it this way, I'll record it as well.
She's nominated.
There you go.
There we go.
We need to
okay,
start supplying a visual. An audio with our shows.
That's
you know, we've been
doing
the show long
Let's
enough.
Do the
I can
first
see.
Pony TV show, right? Should we bring
By
Pony
the time we
Kelly?
Hit G3s, we'll be doing this on the webcast or something. You know, we'll have
we should
a
be
YouTube
doing
show.
This on public access TV. That would be awesome.
No, it won't be public access because they just had their money yanked from Congress. We're not going to fund public broadcasting television anymore. Did
and
you hear?
On also. And also, how do you get foreign accents in on that? I'm stuck over here.
We'll have to do it with Skype. I don't know. We'll video chat with you.
We'll
film the video chat going on. You'll be there. You'll just be like a head in a box.
I can be the little TV in the corner.
Right.
No.
Wait. Okay. Hold on.
And B-Chan and we'll all be sitting around the fireplace together with big pony mugs of coffee.
There you go.
With our smoking jackets on.
Oh,
welcome
yeah, with our feet up.
The pony talk.
The pony talk.
Way.
Oh, no. It's Jerseyan.
See, I've got a bit of Jersey in me. I've got a little bit of Jersey in me. It's just a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, B-Chan, you're from Jersey, too. Like the
yeah.
Jersey
oh gosh, yeah. I was made
in
Jersey.
We're all joysy here. We're all joysy.
Yeah, but who the heck is saying that? Please tell me. Is that you?
Me.
Oh god.
You've been watching that MTV show.
Oh yeah. Please stop. Please stop.
No,
it's harmful to your health.
The show would make customizing shows so much better.
No, but
well,
back to what I was saying, the reason why I asked that question was because, as I said, I do have a G1 baby. Mm-hmm. I actually won it in a raffle, and her hair is, it's like a combination of like yarn and like very thin ribbon. It's really neat. I got to take a picture of this thing and post it. I forgot
it's
who it
not
was.
Your everyday pony hair.
No, it's definitely not. And she's extremely different. Her nose is encrusted in glitter.
I want that it. Hair, huh?
Because
whenever I see people put glitter on a pony's nose for whatever muzzle reason or whatever, I just feel like all I can see is a pony sneezing.
No, you want to
just visualize their muzzle getting their nose just getting shoved in glitter and they're going.
B,
are you still there, dear?
Yeah, B, I'm so glad you stayed for the after-hours show.
I got a question for B. Tell me this. How do you feel about there being a book made on pony customizing?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard. I would imagine it would be kind of hard to create a book and have certain set ways on how to customize because everybody does it a little bit different. Like, see, right now I'm doing a wing tutorial for sculpted wings, but somebody else might do it a different way, or even with rehairing, because there's the two different ways of rehairing ponies. You got one way using the rehairing tool, and then the other way using dental floss, and there's probably 60 million other ways that people have used.
I find it interesting that when I asked the question, B immediately thought of technique guide when I said book, whereas a book could be anything. A book could be an encyclopedia. It could be a how-to manual. It could be an illustration book. It could be a history book.
Oh, well, you put it that way. I did automatically go to customizing techniques. Actually, what would be really cool if somebody were to create a book on almost like a book version of a photo gallery or of people's different customs, maybe select certain customizers and show their works throughout the years or have everybody send in what they might consider to be like their best customs and
like some people have done with cosplay compilages.
Yeah.
It's been done on websites, it's been done on blogs, but it's never been done in print on paper.
I think the trouble would be actually getting a publisher for it, because it's still it's quite a niche thing, isn't it?
Very much
so.
Yeah.
Lulu.com,
self-published through Lulu.
Yes, and they tend... Lulu tends to focus on
I can't talk tonight.
Well, through Lulu, you can get anything you want published because it's basically they take the majority of the profits to cover the individual printing because they do the micro printing model, and you get a little bit on the extra, but it's all professionally printed, so you can get some really nice stuff from there, and it would be quite good for all the customizers to actually get. Get a hard copy of like an art book to sort of show around to everyone.
If you put 50 customizers in a room together, would they fight or would they get along and take over the world?
Ugh. Hard question.
They'd customize the most giant super pony. And it would all go downhill from there.
No. Here's the question. Okay, you get 50 customizers in a room. And you throw in two boxes of blank ponies and five of those giant 19-inch blank ponies.
Everybody would fight over the 19-inch blank ponies. There'd be hair flying everywhere.
Actually,
and it wouldn't be pony hair.
Actually, I think an interesting question would be, you get 50 customizers and then 50 Uber collectors who will collect ponies of any state in a room together.
And then take 50 collectors, 50 ice cream sundaes, and put them in a room together. Could you imagine that? And one pony and one box of supplies.
You always have to bet on the customizers because they have the better tools. I mean, we work with scalpels.
Okay,
I have a rehairing hook and a stabby thing. I have a very heavy gauge needle on an what do you call that? An awl. AWL.
An awl, yes. Awls are nasty.
I have an awl for my ponies.
I've got my box with needle nose, pliers, the metal shears, tweezers.
I've used a heat gun for some stuff that I've been working on.
gun. You use heat gun. Is that a glue gun or is that something else?
No, it's like a paint stripper. Yeah, it is actually a paint stripper. I use it for my actual, because I do custom costume work. So I've used it to like mold plastic sheets and such for
you
sort
of
armor.
You can use that for making plastic wings against the mold.
I mean,
like
that's
a ceramic mold.
That's something that sort of occurred to me to ask. When you're building your wings, do you use like a wire armature, or do you actually build from a sculpted base, or
always wire armature? That really is the safest way to use a wire armature and a wire mesh underneath. If you just go with a straight sculpting, you run the risk of the wings getting damaged. You want the strength in that wing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, think of it like if you were looking inside a regular bird's wing. They need their bones to be able to, I still can't talk. They need their bones and their muscles to be able to get those wings to flap. If not, those wings would just kind of flop there.
Yeah.
Right. They're fighting against gravity. They have their own weight, so the bones inside, the metal bones, you know, support that.
I think it's more than that, really.
Metal, but metal's easy to get.
I think it's more than that. I mean, as a sculptor, I mean, little secret, and I don't know how many times I even mentioned in the past, I actually went to art college, and I went to Maryland Institute College of Art years and years and years ago, and when you're doing a sculpture, and it only makes sense. I mean, you don't just make a couple tubes to make arms and then you go from there. I mean, the way to really make a sculpture, if you're trying to do anything that's alive, is to build it from the skeleton and then lay on the muscles and then lay on the skin or the feathers or whatever. And you have, that's the only way it's going to really make sense. Even if you're dealing with something that's mythical, it still has to have a structure that is viable. It has to be able to work. And the only way you're going to do that is if you build it from the inside out. Because if you just try to create it from the outside without having some sort of knowledge or plan for the inside, it's not going to work. I mean, ultimately, I mean, yeah, is it going to be there? It's going to be there. But how believable is it going to be? How well is it going to, you know, the best ones have that structure already in them. So that's just part of the process. And then you just look at the physical reality of, well, if you're dealing with this much clay, you might need some metal to hold that stuff up.
Yeah.
So, those are the most successful ones are the ones I think that you kind of have to approach it that way, both from, like, an engineering structural point of view as well as, you know, functional and aesthetic. Mm-hmm. It's like that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah, I was going to be combining the wire with some sheet plastic styrene stuff to try and get the overall shape at first. So I've got a dragon that I'm working on, and.
Yeah, because you're trying to cut down on the weight, because that stuff can get very, very heavy when you want to do something really substantial. And that's where I think the trickiest part probably comes in for a customizer. You can have that vision, sure, and you can even have the drawings, but to actually make it, sometimes your materials work against you, and if you have to work with something unusual to lighten it, that can be a pain, you know, because if you could just make it out of clay, sure, you could make it right, but that's not something that you could really pick up and carry around or do something with. You've got to fight with some sort of material that you can then lay over, and that's the trickier part. I don't know if a lot of people, when they look at some of that stuff, realize sometimes the battle is more with the material that you have to work with than actually the creation that you're making, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had that with making props in the past. I've gotten some sculpting clay to make a mold from, and you'll find that for different things, depending on what details you're going for, you want either really soft clay or really hard clay. If you have some resistance in there, you can do different things. When you have just the really soft stuff, making large, smooth surfaces, I guess it all comes across the same when you're doing your pony.
Right. Except with the pony, it's got to be harder, too. I mean, if you're working on certain scales where you make a mold, and then you can then, you know, use that mold to make the actual sculpture of whatever variety of materials that mold is able to handle, light or heavy. With the pony, I don't think people aren't really working on that scale, you know, so you're not going to necessarily make a mold to make the individual pieces, although I'm sure some people out there do that. But then you're starting to get into, like, you know, how effective, like, cost-effective is it to really want to make, go through all the trouble that it takes to make a mold, to then pour whatever material, whether it's a foam material or whatnot, into the mold, and then, oh, my gosh, the amount of work that would be involved in just
ground.
Doing it. So most people, it's
Little
the
Alley
pony
Cat,
itself.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
That's taking customizing to a higher level. It's elevating it beyond, you know, what we've done so far in the pony community. Some advanced customizers, like a lot of what we discussed this evening, advanced techniques, we're pushing the envelope. We're breaking new ground and bringing it. Hopefully, I would like to see pony customizing get that far, where people will start molding parts onto them.
Yeah.
We've done, in the past 2-3 years, we've done things that, a lot of things that have never been done before. The word exponential has been used twice already.
Yeah.
I'll use it again.
We can use exponential for so many things in the pony
it
world.
It is. We're adding LEDs to our customs now. We're adding movable parts and removable parts. We're making them glow in the dark. We're making them, reposing. We're
chopping off half their body and making them a whole other creature.
We're making whole new mythical creatures. Ponies have now become mermaids and Karens.
Yeah, I remember the first time
Jersey
I saw
devils.
A mermaid pony. You actually have to sit there for a moment and go, is it still a pony when half of it's gone? Yeah, it's like you start to challenge yourself as far as when you've been collecting, from the collector side, not the customizer side. When you start looking at these changes happening on the customizing side, and it challenges you as a collector as well. At what point, you know, is it still a pony to me?
When you see a pony,
the ability of the
case.
Customizer to still convey, yes, this is still a pony and still has that interest for you. I mean, there's two sides to it, you know?
Right.
And it's very interesting to see how that's changed as well. So it's been neat. And I think we're starting to see some of that, that a lot of these techniques that we talk about that are used in the art world not just traditional art, but for artwork in general, not things related to customizing, but specifically to the art world, and starting to pull some of those techniques like the mold making and all these other things. And there's so many different kinds of materials.
They're experimenting.
Things are
going
to really get crazy if you really decide to meld the two. It could get pretty crazy.
It started as traditional paint and hair, and it's become now ponies as applied arts. I saw a pony iPod rest the other day. You know, pony planters, pony candy dishes, pony stuffies. They're it's still art, but it's a different kind. We've gone from fine art to applied arts, craft arts. It's pretty much whatever you can imagine. Is it still a pony? That's totally dependent on the customer. Some people, to them, a pony has to look like something Hasbro would make. To others, it just has to have been a pony at one time. Or it just has to look like a horse with a cute symbol on its butt.
That's another question, though. Okay, so what makes it? Like, some people would say, arguably, about a My Little Pony, you could take off everything except the head. As long as you've got that head, you have a My Little Pony because of, you know, that might be, you know, for some people to say that is the most recognizable part of pony. You see the head, and you know right away if it's a Hasbro or if it's some other company, the eyes, the ears, the muzzle, whatever you want to say. But then other people might argue that, no, it's the body shape. You know, you could at what point is it still registered as a My Little Pony? Not just a pony, because you might still see a horse form in there, but what retains it for you? Where's the point of no return that absolutely must be there? Like, you'll use, you know, everything will be hidden, but I still have to have that ear. The ear does it for me.
I would say the body, maybe, or even just, I don't know, that's hard. That's a hard one to go into, think about.
Which people are pushing that? They're pushing it more and more. At what point, you know, what
would
still
it be
has
the
to
overall
be there?
Silhouette? The overall silhouette of the pony.
The question is the answer. The question Little Alley Cat answered. It's different for everybody.
Mm. But yeah, I think it's individually with each work. Obviously, if you're talking about somebody doing a merpony, you know, they've cut off half of the pony, and somebody, like when you're doing Angel of Death, you've covered the entire pony. and there the pony essence lies in the underlying form.
I hope B comes back for the G3 customizing show, because that was the one pony that I really wanted to ooh and ah over tonight.
Oh, well, the Angel of Death is a G3. Sorry, my bad. But hey, it's after hours. I can talk about whatever I want. Did I tell you I got new shoes? No, sorry. So, yeah, I think that's another interesting thing
actually,
that we're starting
when
to see. Go ahead. I'm done.
When it comes to the difference between G1s and G3s, I'm currently sculpting on a G1, and I'm finding that a lot harder going because they're a lot softer than the G3s.
Much softer.
Yeah.
They really are.
And I mean,
I was going to say,
on the same subject, you were saying earlier that you wanted to sort of try and look into an experiment with dragon scales and such. And that's what I've been going through and doing a bit of myself on this pony, and sort of finding ways to get them all even and sort of progress along in an even fashion.
I'd say probably practice is key, even if it's not sculpting on a pony, even if you have to just put scales on a piece of tile or something, whatever you have around the house. Put scales on an old chair in your living room.
And then she'll get it perfected to how it adheres to wood. Thanks for the advice, Karen.
Did I say wooden chair? How come chairs have to be made out of
wood?
I'm just saying,
the material, you know, then she's going to have the attachment material issue. Make sure you have that part figured out, too.
It's an application technique. It's not all in how it sticks. It's how it lays and how you get those shapes and how
you get the consistency.
I put scales on a pair of horns once. It was awful. I never want to do scales again. I give credit, props, and love to anybody who is willing to take on a scales project.
It's taking a while.
I know when I did the Jersey Devil, the tail was scaled on that. But I kind of just cheated on that, to be perfectly honest. I used a needle and kind of lightly sculpted in the shapes of the scales and took a very wet paintbrush, something that I never planned on using for anything else but epoxy sculpt, and smoothed over the hard edges on the scales. And that seemed to work. It's not like a surefire way to do it, because if you add too much water, you're going to mush down the epoxy sculpt. But it seemed to do the trick. For what the purpose of the costume.
For those that haven't seen the costume, the tail is very reptilian, and it's quite a substantially sized tail. It's not like a little piggy-wiggy tail. It's long, you know. So
the dragon
tail.
It
was a nice piece of artwork, that tail, and you did a fine job on it, and you really, I couldn't tell what you know, I was surprised just now by what you said, but it just shows what a good painter you are, too. You let the paint bring out the scaliness of the tail. You let the paint do the work.
Basically, just studied the heck out of a crocodile's tail. And that seemed to do it.
So there you go. You take your art reference from nature rather than from mythical, you know, drawings and sketches. There's no real dragons that we can go look up real photos
of.
Can't find a dragon in National Geographic.
Is there only the one picture of the Jersey Devil, or do you have other pictures?
There's a big montage
picture she's got on the DeviantArt
page. Okay, I didn't see the montage. I must have just saw the one picture.
There's a montage.
Yeah.
It was posted on the blue board when she finished it. There was a work in progress thread for like a year. I subscribe to it. I know. I get emails every time she'd update.
I've not really seen much by way of work in progress threads come up on the boards. Do they get much interest?
No. Yeah, people want to see the finished pieces.
Mm.
I mean, I know some people who are like, oh, yeah, I want to watch it. It's fantastic, but for the most part, people just want to look at the finished piece and move on.
And
yeah, I'm an instant gratification kind of person.
I guess
when you make a game for them. You know, you say, I'm going to make the custom, and you shout out what you want me to do. They like those kind of work in progress.
Oh.
Right, where they're involved.
That's quite a good
idea.
They are
calling the shots. Oh, it's great. We've done it before. I did it with a pony. Someone else did one. It wasn't my idea. It's been done at least 3 times.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty kooky. When
they, and
they
have to steal that. I may steal that idea because it's just for inspiration.
Put a TV set in its belly. You know, it's weird stuff. People
yeah,
throw
you
up,
get some really strange
suggestions. Hello?
Yeah.
People can inspire
yeah.
you that way, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, so my first second. Yeah, the TV in the belly. Well, gosh, remember our Avatar contest? We had that one person that put the radio in the belly.
What?
When we did our avatar, we have an avatar image that we use, which, by the way, guys, we need to discuss with the lettering to change so it's better for a business card size. But when we wanted to change our avatar from the original logo picture, we did a contest, and we had so many submissions. If you go to our Facebook page, there is a folder in our photos where you can look at all the submissions that were sent in for because we had a contest, you know, whoever won the new logo image would get their choice of a baby honeycomb or the fair pony. And it's just crazy. This one person just started doing this, just really going out there with just these crazy ideas of and one pony, like, they actually cut it open and put like a boombox on the inside of the stomach for My Little Pony, and it was like Chatterbox or something. It was like Chatterbox with a boombox inside her belly, you know. It's like
fabulous.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so funny. They put like LOL cat kind of captions on there, like, you know, and I can't remember all of them, but they're all there, and a lot of them are just really they're great.
But it's
amazing where people will go. When they get
both flanks, you can see straight through it, and then they just put the radio in the center of it.
Right.
Wow. I'm looking at it now. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, you know, we put the idea out there, and then all of a sudden, you know, some people start sending you stuff, and you're like, wow, never in a million years would I have gone there. But yeah, you know, that's what happens. You know, you start getting those ideas tossed at you, and before you know it, you've got a boombox in your belly.
Can I say, I think
like
you have chosen a winner.
Like, huge customizing enlightenment. It could happen. It's happening right now. We came into customizing, all of us, just at this great time. Everybody's all of a sudden gone from paint and hair to anything goes. And,
yep.
You know, I'm
the sky's literally the limit. There is no, you cut off the leg or you cut off the belly. I mean, you can do whatever you want now. People are completely accepting of it.
Right. We've got people doing like Damien Hirst style, you know, just saw the pony right down the middle in half.
All the
I know. Painting skulls and blood and insides, and I mean there is no what's the word I'm looking for anymore?
Taboos?
Barriers.
There you go, taboo. There is no taboo anymore. I mean, gosh, I think another thing that started to break that taboo was the first corseted pony. Okay, when you put a frickin' corset on a pony, I think you're breaking some taboos there. You just blasted that window open, that door's off, whatever.
Corset
and,
pony.
Or agree or not, okay? You put a corset on a pony. The customizing world has just been turned on its head
it's
as far as what you can
forever.
Do. Yeah, and then
or
before you know
you
it, you start
someone...
seeing the Victoria's Secret My Little Pony custom and the, oh my gosh. These
or...
are things that just before then, you just never would have put sex and pony together, okay? Just know. But,
or
yeah, now
you have the girl who's in the corner at the pony convention with a pile of baby ponies next to her.
Oh, no. Here we go. It's got to be about you again, huh?
Whistle instantly.
Hey, come on. I have to admit, having seen your Day of the Dead ponies, they were cute.
No, you really can't call those cute.
I
Oh, yes.
Okay,
she
okay,
really
there are
can.
A couple I can call cute. She did
but
do some summer wings
okay.
ones recently that are freaking adorable.
Little Allie Kid, I'm the girl who says vampires are cute, fuzzy, and furry, okay?
Well, in the Twilight series, they are now. They glitter.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Okay,
right.
I still think that. But those are not vampires by a
those
long way.
Those are not
way.
Vampires, no, I agree.
Not by a long way. They're
yeah.
much closer to Faye.
If
they're going to be anything.
Really?
Thank
you.
I didn't
get
mean
any closer
them.
To Faye.
I'm sorry, they're closer them. To Faye glamoring the crap out of things.
Yeah, right? Gosh, they're
okay.
actually they're actually prettier than Faye. Gosh, there are Faye that are more demonic than those things.
I meant like the regular ones with the fangs who will take and drive into your home and just kill you. You know, I still think they're cute and fuzzy and furry.
Are we talking like Bram Stoker's Dracula or the original little black and white?
I'd say, have you seen the original black and white vampire that is supposed to be
yep.
probably the closest to what a real vampire is supposed to be?
Yep.
And you think he's cute and fuzzy?
I'm assuming you're more referring to like World of Darkness, the White Wolf World of Darkness role play ones and Underworld and such, those sorts of vampires.
Well,
okay.
just any
they've
sort.
Been romanticized.
I've always been,
they've really been romanticized a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, come on, cute and fuzzy. I don't know. I think you're pushing it.
Hey, I keep one in my basement as a pet.
Well, it's the time that we live in, guys. I mean, you guys have seen scale animals. These are geared towards like 5-6-year-old girls. They're little chipmunks and horses and cats and dogs that are skeletal. And you can buy them in the pink aisle at Toys R Us. Just one aisle down from Pony is
the scale
animal.
What are you talking about?
Scale animals.
Scale animals?
Scale animals.
Oh, I know. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh, this is something I'm going to have to check out. I haven't seen them.
I'm saying that bones and skulls and horror and all that. It's
well, yeah, they have Monster High. Monster High dolls are cute.
Those are being marketed to the older kids, but the younger kids, they have these skull animals in it, the backpacks and little, you know, costumey things.
Oh.
This baby goth stuff is everywhere now. Everywhere.
Well, you
and
can make a skeleton
pink,
cute.
Black
sure.
and white.
They did it with Jack.
Japan decided to merchandise the crap out of it and make it super cute kawaii Harajuku. So that sort of opened the door
we've
to
only
a lot
got,
of stuff.
Well, we've only got 9 minutes left.
And that's
so
the real hard line
if,
9 minutes where we'll be done. We'll be cut off from each other.
8 minutes. So, B-Chan, any
yeah.
last words?
Before
yeah.
we shoot you.
Sorry, that sounds really final.
Before we flip
like
the switch.
Blindfold.
Would you like to confess to your crime?
I think she knows what I mean. I hope she knows what I mean.
I'm sorry, it just sounded so
You
funny.
Did let her out of the chair, right? She's not in the chair.
I think I did.
What?
Let's switch.
Let's
find out.
How about some words of advice for just people starting out customizing?
There we go.
Study from realism. Don't just jump into it. Study from any kind of references that you can get your hands on before just throwing yourself into it and don't be afraid to try different kinds of styles. Don't just settle on one style and that's it for the rest of your life. Experiment, basically.
Sage advice. Sometimes you can find yourself, you know, with practice after maybe, 100 failures, you'll find that one success.
And I'm only guessing when you say study from life. I think maybe you're referencing more specifically, like if you want to make your own Pegasus and build wings, don't just throw on wings. Go look at some real wings. Or if you want to
put a horn on there, go look at some real horns. Or I think, is that what you're referring to when you say study from life or look at that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, unless you're making something that absolutely does not exist at all, ever, you know, even fantasy, that's another thing. But I think you're referring to doing a little bit of your homework before building whatever it is you're building.
Much.
You'll be much happier with the results. You know, you might not get to have as much fun of just grabbing the clay and doing it, but you'll have better results. And I mean, how frustrating is it if you don't know what you're doing and you just tried to build some wings with clay? You're just going to walk away upset anyway because you're not going to be very successful. It's going to be a big mess, and you're going to be frustrated, and you may not want to do customizing again for a long time. But if you do what B-Chan saying and do a little bit of homework first, it'll be, your attempt will go much more smoothly, and I think you'd be happier with your first forays.
And in the end, if you do your homework first, then you can start playing with more ideas, something a little more out there, because at least then you have at least the basic structure, the basic knowledge down. So
that's the biggest thing, and I think that's advice for any art whatsoever, whether it's pony customizing or anything. I try to tell my daughter that too, and it's a hard thing when you're starting out to buckle down and do. It's hard because you really do. You just want to just do it, and part of it is just doing it, but part of it is also recognizing you got to do a little homework too. So it's just, you got to find something you enjoy so it doesn't feel like homework.
Yep. And even if it's you love drawing horses, Don't just slap an animal on the page and say it's a horse. Actually, go out if you happen to live near a horse farm. Go to the horse farm.
Go horseback riding. $20 an hour, 15 minutes.
Actually,
whatever it
look
is
at
now.
Real horses in 3 dimensions.
Google
awesome.
Yeah, and if you don't, even if you don't have access to a horse on a regular basis, Google Images is your best friend. DeviantArt stock photography area, some of the best reference photos available are there. They're there. You just got to know, you just got to get your butt over there and look for it.
I had no idea such a place existed. Thank you, B-Chan.
No problem.
Wow.
Yes,
where I'm going next.
Since you're here, explain to me, why is it called a jumper instead of a sweater?
Oh, jeez. I guess because it's colder here, so you don't naturally sweat when you're wearing it.
But why jumper? Is it because you're cold and you're jumping around to keep warm?
I don't know. I could look up the entomology of it. Or
entomology, isn't that bugs?
Yeah, I think it's entomology.
Is that why it's called a jumper? Because you guys have an infestation problem? And they like sweaters, so you jump around because you get bugs on you?
Oh, God.
Hey, she said entomology.
Entomology is the derivation of words. I think it's...
Okay. Yes, I've always wondered about that.
Oh, there are... If we start getting into the differences between the two Englishes, we could be here the rest of the night.
I have a book for both of you. It's called Amerispeak, Britspeak. I'll send your copy.
I mean, where's the H in your herbs gone?
The what?
The H in your herbs. When you say herbs.
It went the same place where our schedule went.
In our
schedule.
Herbs.
Yeah, the same place where the schedule is, honey. I have my schedule of herbs.
And the U's from your color and your honor.
Okay, I have to admit, there's... I can't remember which word it is, but I always want to put the U in it, and it's not color, it's another word. But I do. I sometimes flip back and forth between the British spelling and the American English spelling. And when you're using spell checkers, they always want to, like, change my British spelling. Like, no! I want it that way.
I can spell check my NAC to be English or English. British. So I can do it either way. And then my spell check will leave me alone. If I want to spell things with a U in them, it'll
leave
me alone.
It's kind of strange when you think of it, though, that England is speaking British and that America is speaking English.
And we're speaking American English.
It's American English versus English or British English.
I mean, there's loads of differences. Like the way you pronounce root, you pronounce it route, which
root.
Is actually
root.
An entirely different word.
What's route?
I say root.
I say root, but
fantastic.
Route
is like a mass flee, a mass panic. When a group routes, they.
Well, see, I knew there was a reason I say root.
Yeah, it's like people say router for the internet thing. You're like, no,
right.
you're not making the internet run away.
Well, maybe we are.
Router.
Well, we're about to be cut off, so
yeah.
Maybe we say Pony Night Nights?
It was great seeing you guys, yes, because I feel like you're right here with me. Thank you, B-Chan.
Oh.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Welcome. It wasn't more energetic.
Hope it was as fun as you were hoping.
Yes, it was very interesting, very fun. It feels good to be able to talk to other collectors and customizers at the same time. So.
Yeah, that alone will keep you on the phone all night.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to have you back again. And again, and again, and again. You know
again,
the number.
And again, and again, and again,
call in
again, anytime
again. You want to chat to us.
Okay.
Well, I called her, so.
Well, I know the number. It's right on the website, so.